And what do they push now to five-year-olds in programming, on Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon, on record to five-year-olds, teaching them not just how to have sex, which would be bad enough, but what do you do in sexualizing children, but confusing their gender? And I'm not knocking you if you got tattoos as a rite of passage. You were in the military. I see some neat tattoos. It's an art form. I get it. The point is that in cultures, when the people start getting tattoos and cutting themselves and changing their body, look at the Old Testament. Every culture that did that, oh my gosh, get ready. That's what happens in every culture that gets decadent. It always, Rome, Babylon, the Aztecs, you know history. People end up cutting themselves, tattooing themselves, running around, human sacrificing, wallowing in poop. And what do they push now to five-year-olds in programming, on Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon, on record to five-year-olds, teaching them not just how to have sex, which would be bad enough, but what do you do in sexualizing children, but confusing their gender and trying to teach them about not just homosexual sex, but other forms as well. I mean, this is a pervert, crazy government. They want to teach everybody to not be tolerant and attack people that just want to live like normal mammals. One male fox, one female fox in a den having babies. A daddy whale, a mommy whale, having two baby whales that nurse mommy in the Atlantic Ocean. That's not racist. That's not extreme. That's not bad. You know, they say mother and father. Those words are now intolerant in France and the U.S. and Canada, and the federal government's removed the name mother and father, man and woman. Just saying you're a man is bigoted. Just saying you're a woman that likes men is bigoted. Look at it. This is who they are. They're attacking humanity. It's a eugenics operation. These women covered head to toe in satanic tattoos screaming, "Hail Satan," with bags of poop, because that's all they've got, is, look, I'm going to be bad. I'm going to show you. That's their possession now. Not a good job, not having kids, not having a good husband, not having some goats and chickens in the backyard and growing things and being loving. No, being demonic hobgoblins running around foaming at the mouth. That's what happens in every culture that gets decadent. It always, Rome, Babylon, the Aztecs, you know history. People end up cutting themselves, tattooing themselves, running around, human sacrificing, wallowing in poop. Japan, the most popular shop in Japan, look this up, are poop shops. And I got families listening, I'm not going to go any further into this. The whole point is that there are vending machines everywhere. I'm not even going to get into what's going on. Things you can't even imagine. Bloomberg reported the number one seller in Japan now is diapers for men and women, not Depends, because you have incontinence. It is the relished pleasure of large sections of the Japanese to wear diapers and to defecate on themselves. And to sit around watching TV and doing it right out of Idiocracy. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think I'm joking, there it is. Adult diapers surpass new trend among Japanese women. And of course, with the Japanese, cleanliness was their culture. Being clean, taking two big hot baths a day, scrubbing their skin, being the cleanest culture on earth. But see, how do you become decadent? How do you show people, I'm desperate, I'm scared, I'm freaking out, I don't know what to do with all this electromagnetic radiation and this TV culture and the breakdown of the family? What do? We commit suicide culturally. And I'm not knocking you if you got tattoos as a rite of passage, you were in the military. I see some neat tattoos. It's an art form. I get it. Got friends with tattoos. I get it. My wife's got a pretty rose tattoo on her back she's had since college. Whatever. The point is that in cultures, when the people start getting tattoos and cutting themselves and changing their body, look at the Old Testament. Every culture that did that, oh my gosh, get ready.
So,
supplements are the fastest growing industry in the world for the last decade, year after year, because they really work. The compounds in nature are just incredible. And InfoWars has some of the very best supplements there are. Can you find other great ones out there? Absolutely. But ours are amongst the very best, and they fund the InfoWar. So that makes it a 360 win. We have store-wide-free shipping for Cyber Week, only for a few more days. We have double Patriot points, and we have so many great products back in stock, like X2 and DNA Force Plus and VasoBeats and Ultra 12. Some of the products are up to 60% off, like Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. The best deals are 60% off, right down to 25% off, but these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. So get the best products out there and keep InfoWars at the tip of the spear in the fight at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping right now.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Settler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. But the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and
suppressing
your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Suttler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
It's Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. We have the whistleblower from New Zealand joining us next hour. And so much more. They're moving to assassinate Trump. I've got that from the highest levels. It's all coming up.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
To break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am in
inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their mind, yeah. Two friends start to fall. And in the world in which they have to live, and all the hate that's going in their
heart. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart. 1776.
It's Tuesday, December 5th, 2023, and a big domino to fall. The takedown of the New World Order Biomedical Crime Syndicate. Bring down their system and get many other whistleblowers to go public, which is now happening. Barry Young. From New Zealand, out of jail, joins us for his exclusive first big interview. Did a short one with the great local patriots there right when he came out, but he's going to give us the big download. Then Steve Kirsch, investigative journalist, and top scientist, inventor, you name it, who's been quarterbacking getting us out. He's going to join us. Liz Gunn, the talk show host and lawyer who first broke the big news last Thursday. They'll all be joining us coming up in the second hour today. All right. We're at one of those big moments in the crossroads, and I just leave it at this. I got contacted, as I do quite a bit, by folks very close to President Trump. And they obviously listen to what I say, and that they respect the fact that I've got one of the best track records of predicting what's going on. I, of course, have labeled the globalist the death cult, the anti-human death cult, and that now, I'm very proud of this broadcast, the listeners boosting it, has been adopted as the proper name of them, the anti-human death cult. We've got big news on that front. Pillars of Civilization under attack by anti-human death cult. Tucker Carlson did a deep dive on it. I'm actually doing a deep dive on that with a special report we're going to have ready by Friday as well. It's going to be several hours long, but it's in their own words. And I'm sorry that's so terrible, and I'm sorry that's the reality, but knowing the reality is really, like G.I. Joe says, half the battle. Knowing is half the battle. Facing it is half the battle. Then you have to deal with it. But if you won't admit it's going on, you don't have a hope or prayer. If you admit it's going on and admit that your whole life and your family's life and everyone's life you know will be basically destroyed by this as it unfolds, then you know you have nothing to lose but to stand up against it. And it's when you come to that realization that you're truly empowered, no matter what they do, no matter how they attack you, you understand it's better for humanity and better for your future and that God's watching. And that's what we're talking about here today. So before I plunge into all of this news, and boy, is it voluminous and important, including plans to assassinate President Trump because the system's in total free fall panic mode. Before I get into that, my old friend Richard Reeves sent me this a few days ago, and I thought it was apropos of what we all face and what we deal with when we are good people, when we are moral people, when we are upstanding, when we are honest. And how evil and corrupt people that are a dime a dozen out there, how they see us. But it doesn't matter, because in the final line, you really reach the moment of truth. So let me read this to you, overhead shot, please. People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyways. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends, and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you're honest and sincere, people will deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyways. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. But give your best anyway. Because in the end, it's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Absolute total truth. And I tried to look up who wrote this. I guess no one knows. Bingo. This is it right here. Like, I'm going to frame this and put it on the wall. It's shocking when you're good how people come out of the woodwork to come after you. There's an old African proverb, no good deed goes unpunished. But you get attacked for it at the checkers level. And you get rewarded for it at the chess level. And I never did good because I was trying to look good. I've tried to do good because I really don't like liars and corrupt people and frauds. And that's why they've always attacked me as being a fraud and created thousands, conservatively, of fake stories that I'm a fraud because they know I'm not a fraud and they know I'm real. Now, I'm just human and I'm a sinner and I'm imperfect and I see through a rose colored darkly. Things are distorted for me. But I'm seeking the truth, and I'm seeking honor, and I'm promoting love and strength and love of family, love of God, love of freedom. And that's where I stand. And I'm very honored to be here. I'm very blessed to be working with all of you, and that includes the listeners and viewers who are the key to the entire operation and this wonderful crew and everybody that's affiliated and associated with us, as Liz Cheney would call us, collaborators with evil. No, anybody with half a brain cell knows the evil is the power structure now, waging war on the foundations of logic and reason because their system is so antithetical to common sense, they must wage war against that very thing, common sense. All right, I got contacted last week by a lot of, let's just say, very sophisticated people that are battling the globalists, and they said, we really need you, and I don't get a lot of these contacts. I usually get, what do you think we should do about this? And I'll give my two cents. But the Secret Service back in 2018, at the president's spurring, launched an investigation into Clapper and Brennan and all the rest of them on television, and they would have CIA literal ice cream socials on C-SPAN, literally with ice cream, standing around bragging how we control the intelligence agencies. He won't be reelected. He'll be taken out soon. Somebody's going to put a bullet in this guy. He needs to go. We're going to eliminate him. We're going to neutralize him. Somebody's going to kill this guy. And I had sent a report to Trump that I got to him. And he told the Secret Service to get on it. And so the Secret Service called me. And I said, are you playing dumb? I wasn't being mean. I said, you don't know that the transcript I sent of the quotes of dozens of government officials, former and current, saying Trump needs to die and is going to be killed? And these are former CIA clandestine operators that ran assassination operations overseas. They said, no, we really don't know. So I sent them the actual links to that. But that's another reason that I've been contacted. And I didn't get scooped by this. I got sent this last week. I got contacted again yesterday and said, please shoot some holes in this for us. Because we believe this is linked to a plan to kill Trump. And I said, no kidding. I mean, that's the next thing on the trajectory, as Tucker Carlson said a few months ago. After all the lies and all the fake impeachments and all the Russia gates and Ukraine gates and all these indictments backfiring, and even Chris Cuomo came out and said, looks like he'll have to vote for Trump, and all these other, you know, former top Democrats. the next thing on the trajectory is assassination. That's why they have the Secret Service. To say that a former or current president isn't a target is asinine. And when we talk about this, there's corporate media. Oh, Jones claims they want to kill Trump. Conspiracy theory. How ridiculous. No, you're just all over TV saying you want to kill him again. And they don't have enough dead people and enough people that have moved out of district to steal an election right now. When Trump's 15 points ahead of Biden conservatively, they can't steal that. You can't hide that. They won't get away with it. They're in total panic mode. And so I kind of got scooped by it because I had the stack in here yesterday. I told the crew about it. I said, I'm going to cover their plan to kill Trump and bring in martial law, and they're going to legitimize it by saying he was planning a dictatorship. And then they tell the intelligence agencies that they actually believe that this is a good thing they're doing. And that's the next step for them. That's all they've got left. Matt Gaetz came out, so I'm glad he took the point of the spear here, tip of the spear on this, and says, Washington Post warning of second Trump term, obviously green-lighting assassination of Trump, Representative Gaetz says. And you can see the tweets and comments and all the rest of it at InfoWars.com in the Jamie White article. But that's the logical next step. It's 2 plus 2 equals 4. And, you know, I was the first, as I was, for my sources to say that the reason Trump would routinely, I mean, he likes people, but would order like 100 bags of McDonald's almost every day for the White House was, and have them go to different McDonald's and send trusted aides was he would literally just go in and pick one instead of having a food taster. That's what you do. Or he would just randomly pull over there and then he'll march up to the front. He doesn't eat what they put on Air Force One. He doesn't eat what they have in the White House. Because he knows they want to kill him, and poisoning him is the perfect way to do it. And everybody knows about kings and queens and leaders being poisoned throughout history. Woodrow Wilson was poisoned. So imagine the pressure that Trump lives under, but he thrives off of it. He absolutely thrives off of pressure. I thrive off of pressure too, but not as good as he does. But as I get older, actually, the pain has become a strange pleasure. I'm not a masochist, but it has. So maybe if I live to 77 to 78, I will be as man of steel as Trump. I somehow don't think so because the body wears out under the stress. But it's just an interesting thing to think about because anybody with any understanding of politics and history would know that the next logical step by a desperate criminal group that blows up pipelines and cuts off pipelines and opens borders and human traffics 400 and something thousand children since Biden got in and 80 plus thousand are missing and a bunch have been found dead and it's all confirmed and all, even in the New York Times, years after we went and showed you the video of it happening. The point is, these people are going for broke. The New York Times, Cosmopolitan, CNN talk about how great it is to kill your baby in a satanic ritual and how it's legal as long as you kill them before 9 months. And how empowering it is for women to kill their babies. I mentioned that yesterday. I have multiple video newscasts, multiple articles just yesterday. And look, if you go to some pro-life event at a Capitol, like in Texas, and 200 women will show up in business suits screaming, I love Satan, and sticking their tongues out and spitting at you. And they're not doing it to shock you, folks. They're devil worshipers. The devil worshipers are out in the open now. Okay? So we're in the season of everything being out in the open. But I was just thinking about the preposterous idea that Trump's a dictator. Trump didn't go after his political enemies when he was in office. Trump got jobs back, stopped the human smuggling, and got peace deals and did so many other great things. And in his desire to end the lockdowns and all the hysteria, he went along with the poison shot, and he's since backed off of that about 80%, but not enough. But regardless, the system's after him, and they're saying you can't vote for who you want. And you're a coward if you don't stand and with President Trump when he is the consummate archetype of the man in the arena. And I want to be in the arena. To quote the founder of the U.S. Navy, I want only fast ships because I intend to go straight into action and be nowhere but with the action. Back, pull up the John Paul Jones quote on I only want the fastest ships because it's all about the speed to get to the fight. And that's where I want to be, is in the arena. In fact, I want on my tombstone, Alex Jones, man in the arena, defender of humanity. Defender of humanity, man in the arena. I want that on my tombstone. All right, so continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. Washington Post warning of second Trump term. Obviously, greenlighting assassination of Trump, Representative Gates says. And let's continue here. Just like a dictator, Florida Democrats announce only Joe Biden will be on the primary ballot and no write-in candidates allowed. They're just not even allowing opposition. Oh, but Trump's the dictator. And they're doing everything they can to take Trump off the ballot and indicting him. And Biden said so he can't, you know, win the presidency, but he is. And then they have this big op-ed in the Washington Post, but this is in every major paper, similar garbage last month. This is the new talking point. A Trump dictatorship is increasingly inevitable. We should stop pretending. And they go on to say we should stop it. And that's Robert Kagan. Who is Robert Kagan? Well, there's the quote. I wish to have no connection with any ship that does not sail fast, for I intend to go into harm's way. John Paul Jones. Getting back to what I was reading here. Who is Robert Kagan? Victoria Nuland, literal warmongering princess, the queen of the neocons. Victoria Nuland's husband is the neocon who worked for Bill Kristol to lie the country into multiple wars, killing millions. His job now? He's the Washington Post editor, where he writes hysterical articles about how Trump, this time, will be the real dictator. Preposterous. Let's stop wishful thinking and face the stark reality. There is a clear path to dictatorship in the United States, and it's getting shorter every day. In 13 weeks, Donald Trump will have locked in the Republican nomination. They know that a landslide will override their fraud. Here's the big article. It's a gigantic article of pure crap. Trump is a dictator, and everybody recognizes, smart, savvy, what's going on. They are preparing to take Trump out. And then, oh, Trump calls his political enemies vermin, echoing dictator Hitler Mussolini. Well, that's because everybody around the world calls people that are scum and sneak around rats. So just because Hitler called his enemies rats doesn't mean if you call somebody a rat, they're not a rat. But that's their excuse. Trump signals he's out for revenge in second term. No, he said, we're going to remove the deep state. They're at our necks. They attacked us. If Trump wins again, there may be no stopping him. Ooh, New Republic. Trump wants to turn the government into a weapon for personal revenge. Trump could legally use U.S. military as domestic law enforcers. That's what the left's already doing. Oh, like he wanted 10,000 National Guard at the D.C. area? Oh, but they said no, so they can provocateur? All right, so we're going to go to break. I want to play a clip from Trump that I had yesterday but I didn't get to when we come back. On yesterday's list, guys, where he says, hey, this will be the greatest comeback ever, this election, but not about comeback politically, comeback for the country. We're going to talk about that and a lot more on the death cult when we come back. Stay with us. But yeah, they're planning to kill Trump. Make no mistake. We'll talk about what happens if that happens. Cyber Week 2023, the biggest sale of the year, is now live. Store-wide free shipping on any order, double Patriot points, that's 10% off your next order, and up to 60% off on best-selling products. And X2, sold out for more than a year, that is the game-changing element in your body that counters the fluoride, everything. Nobody else has got it. Limited supply, X2 is discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got sales right here, as much as 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Brain Force Plus, the incredible nootropic, 60% off. Brain Force Ultra, fast acting, 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, green fiber capsules, down out sleep support, 50% off. Fazzo Beats, finally back in stock, 40% off. Bodies, about to sell out, 40% off. The list goes on and on. And get a copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance, all at InfoWarsStore.com. If you ever take one piece of my advice, it's get a bottle of X2. It's been sold out for over a year because we wouldn't cut corners and because it's so hard to produce. We finally have a limited run back in supply at InfoWarsStore.com. So many people have serious issues. Look at the UN's own numbers. Billions have cognitive disabilities because they do not have true nascent iodine in their bodies. Most of the other iodine is bound to other heavy metals or bound to other elements, so you don't download it. But this is pure atomic certified iodine. X2 is now back in stock, discounted. So I'm giving Thanksgiving right now for this product being here. It funds the InfoWar, but I guarantee you, you take this for a few weeks, you will feel the difference. It is amazing. It's the missing link. X2, back in stock at the end of 2023 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes and has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The devil went down to Georgia. The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bag because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you played pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I'll bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret because I'm the best there's ever been. Jair, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Cause hell's broke loose at Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
And if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Yep.
The devil opened up this case and he said, "I'll start this show." And fire blew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. finish, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son. Let's sit down in that chair right there. Let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread, bat, pick out the bread, does your dog bite your child, no. Devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. He laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. And I'm told you what, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been. He played fire on the mountain, run, ballin', run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun.
Well, I guess the new thing is I'm going to start torturing everybody with my singing.
Baby, don't bite no child, no.
Good job, Chase Geyser, putting this together. Great stuff. I love that song. Love Charlie Daniels. He fought the New World Order hard. Made films, documentaries, all about Agenda 21 and the New World Order and the plan to shut down civilization. It's good to be in the company of great folks like Charlie Daniels. All right. It is a world-exclusive freed New Zealand whistleblower gives first major interview after exposing killer COBRA jabs. Coming up in T-minus 24 minutes. To this new breathless talking point put out by the CIA and the corporate media and the shadow government that Trump is going to get elected. Despite all the activities and all the indictments and them trying to take him off the ballot, that's dictatorship. You try to stop people from voting who they want to. And all the open borders and all the human trafficking and all the wars and all the lies and all the domestic spying and all the surveillance and all the censorship and the left trying to bring lockdowns and forced injections and all the crap back and all the sending the FBI to harass families that go to school board meetings and say, we don't want you teaching our six-year-old they're bad because they're white. We're trying to teach our eight-year-old to have their genitals cut off. I mean, I could go through the total assault we're under and the classical totalitarian system. I saw a big Gallup poll study like 2 weeks ago of the most unfree cities, and New York's the very worst because it's run by Democrats. I mean, come on, people. You know what's going on. Tyranny is when the TSA puts you in a body scanner and gropes your family with the borders wide open. Tyranny is when your government inflates your currency so big corporations should buy up everything and leave you with the bill. So the claim that Trump wants to use the military for domestic coup, that's another Daily Beast headline, is preposterous. London Guardian, Politico, all of them, it's the same thing. They're saying Trump's going to do to them what he's done to us. But Trump even said a month ago, I'm not going to go after Hillary Clinton. I just want to fix the country. Here's a clip of Trump in the last few days saying this could be the greatest comeback ever, but not for him, but for the Republic. And I agree. Here it is.
Now you look at our country. It's a mess. It's a mess. But we'll turn it around and we'll make it greater than ever before. We can do that. We're going to close up the borders. You're going to come into the country, but you're going to come in legally. Now people say, why should I go through a process when I could go into the Mexican or even on the northern border to a lesser extent? But why should we go through a process of learning about our Constitution and doing it the way it has been done? And all we have to do is just go to the Mexican border and walk right into the country. So it's a very, very sad thing, but we're going to make our country greater than ever. It'll be the greatest comeback in history. I'm not talking about comeback politically because I don't care about that. It'll be the greatest comeback for a country because our country right now is a dying country. We're not respected by anybody. If I were elected, you wouldn't.
Yeah, if he was elected, this would not be going on. Look at all the wars. Look at all of it. It's just insane. Absolutely, totally, and completely insane. And the globalists have control through their AI at the top, but low level, they're minions. are the most dysfunctional group of idiots ever, mismanaging everything into just destruction. Because they're parasites that can't see in front of their nose. They don't see the fact that when they screw everybody else, it ends up blowing back on them. Like Israel is on record, and I'm not attacking Israel, but it's just true. Israel's like any other government or country. It's got different political leaders, some good, some bad. But Israel in the mid-70s founded Hamas. And then Hamas got out of control. They don't control it now, in my view, but they certainly can manipulate it. And remember what came out a few weeks ago? It's what I told you day one, October 7th. I said Israel knew about this. They knew exactly what was going on. The question is, did they tell Netanyahu? Is he involved in it? That's the only question. I don't know. Israel knew Hamas attack plan more than a year ago, New York Times. I don't need them to tell me that. I already knew it. But remember, I told you that a month before it came out. But look at this new headline. Investors may have had prior knowledge of Hamas attack on Israel, data shows. Oh, yeah, a whole bunch of money got made knowing that was coming. Come on, people. I was on the air with Eric Prince, and he's like, oh, no. And I think Eric overall is a good guy. He's like, oh, no, Israel didn't know. Israel didn't know. Because it would be seen as anti-Israel to say, of course they knew. And we better find out who knew and why. And that's a clip I was getting right before I went live on air. I don't know if Rob Duke gave it to you, but right before I went on air at 11 a.m., I was in his office because he's getting the clips of the ongoing hearing today with the FBI director saying, oh, yes, terror attacks are imminent. Oh, my God, they're such a big threat now. When you're the ones that let them in. And you got the whole left worshiping Hamas and, you know, just, you know how great they are. And my issue is that I'm against leveling Gaza. I don't want to kill all the Muslims, but their religion is to take over. And everywhere they go, they end up taking over. So it's not compatible with our culture to even have a big minority of Islamists in your country because mainline Islam says it's their right to rule and take over, which is a religious, theocratic dictatorship. And again, what do we see from the left? Totalitarianism. That's why they're allied with Islam. Now, there are some Arab countries that are reforming, quite a few of them, and I would like to be friends. But this is the reality of what's going on. And so it's important to know who the players are. You got the communist Chinese that were created by the globalists that have now broken with the globalists of their own predatory power bloc trying to take over. That the Russians, that have the biggest landmass of one country in the world, they're just trying to stabilize and get out from under the New World Order. They got their own issues. They got the Anglo-American New World Order globalist system. And it's the dominant force on Earth. And it's the main driver of the tyranny. And it's the death cult. It is the anti-human depopulationist death cult. And the best way to describe it is as Tucker Carlson's describing it. The anti-human death cult. Videos on Infowars.com. The anti-human death cult. In fact, guys, I see another Tucker clip here, but I don't see the anti-human death cult clip. Please get that for me. I guess let's go ahead and play, since we have it now, the director of the FBI today, as if we can't put 2 + 2 together. You bring them in, you protect them, the border's wide open. The universities, Harvard says Israel doesn't have a right to exist from the mountains to the sea. And they're completely in bed with the left, married to it. It's a disgusting mutation. And there's all these trannies and liberals and women converting to Islam. I mean, wearing their George Soros, the pink pussy hats, is what they're called. I've got a whole bunch of these videos. It's crazy. They say conservative Americans want to put them under a dictatorship of Christianity. No, we're not going to convert you by the sword, but by example, if you want to be, if you want to have a good life, you want to be touched by God. But I see that talking point everywhere about me. Jones, you know, does some good. Some of the left says, you know, he's against war at least, but, you know, he wants a religious dictatorship. No. That's your buddies in Islam. I'm not up here promoting a Christian dictatorship. I'm here promoting it. I'm promoting the idea that it's a good thing and that people ought to join us in it. You know, free association, heard of that? But here's Director Ray.
So what I would say that is unique about the environment that we're in right now in my career is that while there may have been times over the years where individual threats could have been higher here or there than where they might be right now, I've never seen a time where all the threats, or so many of the threats, are all elevated all at exactly the same time. That's what makes this environment that we're in now so fraught, and why funding our men and women who are working shoulder to shoulder with state and local law enforcement and other partners every day makes it even more important, not less.
So blinking red lights analogy about 9/11, all the lights were blinking red before 9/11. Apparently, obviously, all of us missed it. Would you say that there's multiple blinking red lights out there?
I see blinking lights everywhere I turn.
Yeah, because you are the one running the red lights. You're the ones controlling it. I just love the voice of Senator Chickenhawk over there, Graham. Oh, all of us missed the lights on 9/11. Oh, is that why I said they're going to imminently blow up the World Trade Center? Probably fly jets into it. You want to hear the clip again? I did it for months on air before 9/11. They're going to fly jets to the World Trade Center. Call the White House. Tell them don't do it. They're going to blame bin Laden. I'm not saying bin Laden was good. He was working with them in Saudi Arabia to at least take the blame. This is all a setup, folks, and I know more about this than I can even ever even say on air. I covered it ad nauseum. I made 5 films on it, wrote the book on it, basically. And it's just like Israel. Israel knew. Israel let it happen. That doesn't mean the people that were killed knew. Doesn't even mean Netanyahu knew. He might have been in charge of it. I don't know. But they knew. And I told you that, and now it's out in the open. Let me tell you something. For at least 25 years, you send a text message saying, I'm going to bomb the Texas Capitol today. That's hypothetical. I'm not, for the media text that. Or I'm going to bomb the D.C. Capitol, whoever it is, Joe Schmo. Text that. That immediately gets flagged, sent through without a warrant, and a National Threat Assessment Center sees it and then sends it down to the locals. And then they assess it and see if it was serious or not. You've seen people text messaging about after the Boston Marathon, people text, hey, yeah, okay, honey, I'll get the pressure cooker tonight. I know our other one broke. I'm buying a pressure cooker today. And the FBI goes to their house. What's this about pressure cookers? Because the guy was a Muslim. He's like, I was buying a pressure cooker. So you're being watched, you're being listened to, but when they want to open the gate and let the Muslims attack, it's going to happen. Believe me. So I'm very, very upset about this, and they think we're so disconnected from reality and cause and effect that when there's these new attacks that happen, that means you'll get TSA at the bus stations and on the highways. That's their next phase, and more controls the airport while they bring them in and the border's wide open and they're not profiling people. Unless you're white, Christian, Catholic. Oh, then you're the number one terror threat, even though statistically white Christians have the lowest crime rate other than a few demographics of Asian women. Christian conservatives have the lowest crime rate of any large demographic in the United States or Europe. But we're told we're the number one terror threat, and Ray literally gets that from the ADL and pulls it right out of the ADL's rear end. So, economic collapse, power outages, cyber attacks to be blamed on the American people. They've already pre-programmed that. Terror attacks, Islamic terror attacks, that's the plan. Because they think logic is dead, that you won't go. Well, why'd you open the borders up? Why'd you bring them in? Why'd you do this? It's your fault. They think they'll let them attack us or provocateur it and blame it on them, but they won't need to. Hezbollah gives one order to their Quds force. They got hundreds of thousands of them, hundreds of thousands of Shiites. There's millions of Shiites in the U.S. and Europe, but hundreds of thousands of military-aged men, ladies and gentlemen, just waiting to start shooting and bombing and killing when they get one order from the Ayatollah. And then don't expect that we'll nuke Iran when that happens. The CIA will make a deal and go, wink, wink. They don't control the Ayatollah, but they work with them. They've done it many times. They will attack. Iran will deny responsibility. And the globalists will take more of our freedoms, just like you just saw in Israel, but on a bigger scale. Israel's a beta test. Mark this day. Israel is a beta test for bigger events in CONUS and in Europe. Because all they want is a distraction and a way to take more of your rights and bring in a cashless society and surveil you more and censor you more. The Quds Force is on Twitter showing them firing missiles at our U.S. ships and British and Israeli ships and hijacking them. And they're on there on Twitter. I showed you this yesterday with the Quds Force showing their attacks and saying how great it is. And they're on Twitter, but I'm not. Just remember that. Just remember, because I'm a populist Christian American that wants to save the country, that's not allowed. I'm trying to unify people and bring us together under American values, truth, justice. I'm the good guy. They know that. They don't want good guys up there giving you hope and organizing people. They don't want good guys having whistleblowers from the DHS on like we had yesterday. Incredible. 80+ thousand children have just disappeared. I don't know where they are. And am I saying I'm the good guy? I mean, it's not hard to be good. Just do the right thing. It's not like it's even a superhero thing or I'm a hero. No, I mean, just tell the truth. But see, that might become infectious. And then they want to corrupt society. They don't want that. I'm going to go to break in about 8 minutes, 7 minutes and come back with a whistleblower and all, and which could be a real domino effect. It already is for more whistleblowers to come out dealing. We've got so much more, but, it really is important to recognize that they have established a totalitarian system all over the Western world. It's a velvet glove on an iron fist, but they're started to really take that glove off. It's fraying, it's popping. You can see the steel fist. You feel the steel fist. And you have to really understand you are the target. That's why veterans are being thrown out of their veteran housing and illegal aliens are being put in them. It's all over the news today. That's why illegal aliens' families are given $90,000 a year by the federal government to be here illegally. That's in the news. $90,000. That's way more than most people make in a year because they want them here. They're not given the poison shots because they're here to replace you because they come from totalitarian countries and they've shown they'll submit and they'll vote Democrat and they'll do what they're told. I'm not against these people. But they're born and bred in slavery. Doesn't mean some of them aren't some of the most outstanding people ever. And then a lot of them that come here legally become amazing people. But they've done the demographics. They've done the analysis. And it's now come out. What I told you last week in the documents, Fox News even covered. Oh, yeah, the CIA and the Defense Department with the FBI have been running all the censorship and control illegally against the American people to manipulate elections. Yeah. But they've indicted Trump for that with no proof, while the CIA, that's not even supposed to operate domestically, an Army Special Operations Group out of Florida, get up on Zoom meetings and brag how they stopped Donald Trump. Oh, he's a dictator, and the military is running psyops against the American people. And again, their own people they give the poison shot to in critical race theory and all the brainwashing, because our government's been hijacked. The military, the intelligence agencies, the Justice Department at the top is working against the country. But there are a lot of good people in the system that are going public, like you saw here yesterday. And I was in a federal courthouse in Houston last week, and I'll just leave it at this. Don't want to get anybody in trouble, but I shook a lot of hands of the federal marshals and people that were in there. Shook my hand, said, good job, appreciate you, keep it up. We salute you. Walk in. They're all like, we love you, Mr. Jones. Thank you. Going to shake your hand. They didn't care they were under camera. They didn't care they were all right there. I don't want to get them in trouble bringing it up, but they're still Americans. They're allowed to say that. But, I mean, literally, everybody nodding. Good job, sir. We appreciate you. Keep it up. Appreciate you. Keep it up. See? So they want us to think the government's evil. No, it's been hijacked. The government's been hijacked by evil, ladies and gentlemen. My earpiece just came unhooked. Let me fix it. There we go. So we can beat Klaus Schwab. He talks about using governments to carry out globalist policy, and then that discredits the very government that the globalists are using when they penetrate the cabinets. We have to be sophisticated and see the larger master plan. I'm going to go to break here. I just want to encourage all of you. We've got the biggest sale of the year, hands down. We've had several other big sales that were the biggest at the time. This is the biggest because more of the product's in. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com, TurboForce, the cleanest, best, amazing energy boost, natural, empowering, with hardly any letdown. I'm not going to lie. It's so strong, there's a little bit of a letdown. It lasts 10 hours on average, time-released, a whole bunch of incredible ingredients. Turbo Force back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and X2, the only true nascent deep earth crystal iodine on the market, is back in stock, but over half of it has sold after being sold out for more than a year. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the big Christmas specials going right now. I guess I cut ads yesterday for the Christmas specials, so I don't have them in front of me. You guys print me another Christmas special printout, but up to 60% off. Turbo Force discounted. Brain Force Ultra is 60% off. Nitric Boost is discounted. Vaso Beats does basically the same thing as Nitric Boost. It's back in stock. It's great. Vaso Beats. Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 taken out of the tongue. It's back in stock. Huge discounts. Free shipping. Do your Christmas shopping now. Don't fight the crowds. Don't support, you know, the big New World Order Amazons and all those guys and Walmart that are now joining the boycott against X and Elon Musk. No, support folks in the fight while getting great products that enrich and empower your life. Everybody needs DNA Force. Everybody needs it. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of this stuff's selling out, by the way, but it's still discounted. DNA Force, 40%. Bodies, 40%. All three of the toothpaste discounted. Ultimate Krill Oil still in stock. Fish Oil just sold out. But Krill Oil is incredible in what it does for your whole body, your brain, your focus, your energy. InfoWarsStore.com. But get the X2. Get the Turbo Force. Turbo Force back in stock. Can call toll free as well. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139er or InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to make a straight donation so I can fund myself because I don't get paid with the money I need to operate. Go to DefendJones.com and I thank you for your support. DefendJones.com.
Cyber Week 2023, the biggest sale of the year, is now live. Storewide free shipping on any order, double Patriot points, that's 10% off your next order, and up to 60% off on best-selling products. And X2, sold out for more than a year, that is the game-changing element in your body that counters the fluoride, everything. Nobody else has got it. Limited supply, X2 is discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got sales right here, as much as 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Brain Force Plus, the incredible nootropic, 60% off. Brain Force Ultra, fast-acting, 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, green fiber capsules, down-out sleep support, 50% off. Vaso Beats, finally back in stock, 40% off. Bodies, about to sell out, 40% off. The list goes on and on. And get a copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance, all at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The chance of us meeting here is off the scale. We are like, there are more stars in the known universe than the chance of us being here today at this point in time.
We can't do this. We can't keep doing this.
Yeah. You have statistics, you have statistical expertise.
Yeah.
But you see each of these as what?
It's a human life. So, I know a database administrator. I've been one for 20 years, right? It's just data. This is different. It's because we're seeing human lives being destroyed. This data is a river of tears, and I feel the pain. So I can't go on with it.
I'm Liz Gunn, and this is an emergency call around the world from New Zealand. Today is Sunday, the 3rd of December, 2023. The whistleblower who has put out the crucial information exposing the COVID lies, exposing the information that he had working for the Ministry of Health in New Zealand, has had his house surrounded by police at 2:15 today. The second person who backs up that whistleblower, and one of the people who contacted me along with the whistleblower, has had her house now surrounded by police.
They're admitting he published secret data. He redacted the names of the dead. But only the government had that database to know who was dead and who was live in the National Healthcare Database. Everything else he put out is public.
We will continue to be your single source of truth.
You can trust us as a source of that information. You can also trust the Director General of Health and the Ministry of Health. For that information, do feel free to visit at any time to clarify any rumor you may hear.
No one but him had control of all of them at the same time. And he says he looked it up. It's the only major tier one country that's high tech.
Because New Zealand is a small country, and get away with one database administrator to do this. So I'm in a unique position in the world, and because New Zealand is a tier one country with really good IT, I was able to manage and build the system and as be the only database administrator needed to look after it. In other countries like America or Britain, you'd need a whole team of people. So it would be very difficult for one person to get access to all of this information. But in New Zealand, because of the size and because it's got really good IT, I happen to be the one. And I think the universe has put me here for this reason.
So New Zealand becomes a seminal example for the world.
Yes.
We are a petri dish here.
Yes, we are.
Though the Pentagon with one hand's been pushing it all, but with the other, we've got Pentagon reports saying mass death and a new Navy report confirming 900+% increase in heart failure in the military. It's a Navy report on the general military, but they saw similar numbers. 900+, almost 1,000% increase.
So in July, Undersecretary Cisneros acknowledged the DMED data, the database working properly, and also acknowledged things such as myocarditis rising 151%. So what I did, I went in today, and I'm doing the same thing, 5-year average. However, I'm comparing it to 2022, and I only I'm using fixed-wing pilots and helicopter pilots, active duty. So we get hypertensive disease, 36%. Ischemic heart disease, 69%. Pulmonary heart disease, 62%. Heart failure, 973%. Other forms of heart disease, 63%. Cardiomyopathy, 152%.
So he went and crunched the numbers because he saw the numbers from other countries. And he found the same numbers. We have the insurance actuaries that Edward Dowd 2 years ago on this show said, soon I'll have top whistleblowers from the insurance industry go public. Now those whistleblowers in the last year have been testifying to Congress. One of them is the recognized top insurance statistician in the world.
There's going to be 145% higher mortality. And if you were to take these numbers and just apply them to the United States, that ends up being something like 600,000 excess deaths per year in the United States from this higher vaccine-induced mortality.
World War II had a 4 or 5% increase in death. World War I, about a 7 to 8% worldwide increase in death. This is a 40% increase starting in 2021 with the shots, not the year before with COVID. No increase in death. Flat, regular year.
As the custodians of this planet, if we do this to ourselves, then there's no future for us.
What would you do if there was a tyrannical, totalitarian world government taking over whose plan was to kill 90% of the world population and they were already beginning to do it? You would rally against it, you would fight it. And that's what we're doing. This is the reality of 2023. I just want to thank listeners and viewers for your last year's support and want to encourage you now more than ever to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, to take clips and share it from the broadcast, and to buy products that enrich your life at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the signed or unsigned copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. Twice as long as my last book, incredibly powerful, signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X2 finally back in stock after over a year. InfoWarsStore.com. We have Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock, and a bunch of other great products as well. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there. Fund the InfoWar and get great products all at the same time.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
My uncle, William Forrest Hammond, was a highly decorated helicopter pilot in Vietnam. And he then got recruited by the CIA and was high level, in charge of some things, because he spoke fluent Spanish and was a fastest radio operator, basically won national awards. He was a little kid. I don't go into a big story about him. Won national awards for Morse code, commander's commander. And he got out of it in the late 1980s, and he never told me all of it, but he said incrementally they got him to do bad things in Vietnam and bad things in Latin America, but he finally saw stuff so bad, he said, there comes a moment where you decide which side you're really going to join. And it was when he saw them smuggling children out of orphanages going God knows where in Guatemala that he and some of the officers under him left. And they killed one of the guys, shot my uncle and him up on the side of the road, you name it. Went and picked him off a stretcher at an Air Force base in Dallas with my mom and dad. And the reason I tell that story is there have been millions of good men and women throughout history, not just in America, that stand up against evil when they see it right in their face. And it's going to be the whistleblowers, low-level, mid-level, high-level, that are going to stop this global corporate BlackRock fascist operation that sees us as a bunch of animals. And a big domino in bringing that down fell last Thursday with a man who said, and they had lawyers and journalists that vetted it for months and proved it all and had their experts look at it, who said, I was the head administrator, the only guy that was able to see all the databases together and to see the huge numbers of deaths that we also see around the world. It's in the insurance company numbers. The next day, the corporate media said, yeah, he's real. He was an administrator, but he's misrepresenting it with no proof of that. And then they arrested him and took him to jail. And he got out yesterday, or a day and a half ago now, because New Zealand is a day ahead of us. And now we've seen other whistleblowers coming out as well. We see this Navy medical officer, high level, being relieved of his access and command because he has the official memos where they say we have a 963% increase in cardiac arrests since the shots. We can't even put helicopters and jets in the air. It's a crisis. He showed it. Well, now he's in trouble. But, you know, it was Edward Snowden that was, you know, talking about this and many others and said, when it's criminal to report crime, you're ruled by criminals. So he joins us for the rest of the hour. I know it's late over there. He's very gracious. Barry Young, the whistleblower, a real hero. Steve Kirsch, investigative journalist and well-known MIT computer inventor, is going to be joining us as well. Liz Gunn, the lawyer and journalist who broke all this with Barry Young. She's also going to be joining us. They're reportedly going after other people as well, but he got a standing ovation in court a day and a half ago. And so I want him to just talk about whatever he wants to get into here to millions of people that are watching and see him as an example. And then obviously I'd like him to speak to, is it his intent, which I think he's pretty much stated in the first big interview, you know, that he did when this all broke last Thursday, to spur others to come forward that are at this level. There's been one other case. It was 6 months into the British rollout. The Ministry of Defense was actually in charge of it. They actually said you should yellow card this, but then the government board said no, and yellow card means pull. So he is vindicated. He will be further vindicated. They say, well, he's not a medical person. How's he know? Well, this Navy officer is and is in charge of a bunch of stuff, and he's got their official Navy memo internally going throughout the Navy to the medical staff that this is going on. Record heart attacks, record cardiac arrests. So joining us, and we appreciate him, we're going to skip this break, coming up so we have more time, is Barry Young, statistician and whistleblower. Barry Young, also known as Winston Smith, 56, has been arrested by New Zealand authorities for exposing a damning database of COVID-19 vaccine deaths. However, the official charge was dishonesty assessing vaccination data. So that's not the crime of even getting the data. It's the crime of misrepresenting it, they claim. Wow. Examples. In a long form interview with Liz Gunn, former of the New Zealand Loyal Party, founder of the New Zealand Loyal Party, on November 30th, Mr. Young presented connections between specific COVID-19 vaccine batches and mortality rates. The data he shared was alarming, and we found the same numbers around the world where you have reporting systems. So he joins us now. Barry, we're all very proud of you. You're an example to us all. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your family's courage as well.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing better knowing there's folks like you in the world. We had a big federal whistleblower on yesterday. About 80 plus thousand missing children, and they found in sex slavery, many of them. So you guys are really the torch in the darkness here that we're counting on. I can ask a lot of questions, sir, but you're gracious to be here. Where would you like to begin?
Well, firstly, it's early in the morning, so I've had no sleep, so I'm a bit ropey. So I haven't had my coffee yet. And also, they picked a really good photo for the court, didn't they? I mean, how dodgy can you look? So, it's really good to be out. I'll say that it's lovely. It's the sun is shining out here. It's a beautiful day. It's, the beginning of summer in New Zealand. So it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful place. And, I'm just so happy to be out.
Well, you may think it looks dodgy, but I see a very honorable man right there.
Thank you. I was wearing my memory walk t-shirt from Alzheimer's. It's just the thing that I happen to be wearing at the time, but it sends a good message that I am an actually decent guy.
I mean, I want you to really talk about what you want, but I understand you're not a talk show host. You're a little bit reserved. Let's start with when you started to have questions and why the process of deciding to go public and then what you found in the data.
Like you say, this is my thing. This is my gig. I'm a back level guy. I'm a database administrator. I live in the shadows of, IT, and our job is basically we're trusted with the data. That's what we do. We're chosen to be trustworthy people, and our job is to make sure that all the data is reliable and it's timely, it's secure, and all the, your bank transactions all get done and they're all correct, all your bills get paid on time, all that sort of stuff. That's basically what I do. Data is my thing. So yeah, I helped build the system. There's a big team involved, obviously. I had quite a big part to play, I would say. They were singing their praises during it and ending it and the whole project when it went live. They said, oh, Barry Young did a great job and all that. So I did, from beginning to end, I was involved with it from, all different aspects of it. I'm very good at problem solving, fixing things. So I was involved with fixing all sorts of stuff and, debugging the code, the PL, SQL procedures and functions that go into it. I wrote a few Unix scripts to handle it. And, I basically knew it from beginning to end. And it's a financial transaction system. So every single record on there has to be, financially correct and auditable. And every single record on there, on the table, on the database, is audited by a complicated rules engine, which has to verify everything on that record as true and accurate. So it can be audited and it can be paid and it's all financially correct. So it is a complete, it's a very robust sound system. I said it's not the only system in New Zealand. We have others, but it is one of the biggest.
And so you're able to basically type things in and run reports.
Yeah. I mean, I've got access to the whole enchilada. It's basically because New Zealand's such a small place, it only needed one database administrator to do this, and that happened to be me. And I think, you know, God, the universe put me in this place at this time so I could actually, you know, do this. And, you know, it's just, you know, fortune that has made it possible that I've had access to the data. And I was never anti-vax either. I was never. I was involved with this vaccine payment system. So, you know,
you have a lot of credibility. So when did alarm bells start going off?
Yeah, well, my background, basically, I've had high-level access all over the world. I worked in Swiss banks in Zurich, and so I've had top-level clearance for 20 years, and I worked in the biggest New Zealand bank for 10 years with the same, like, top-level data access to all customers' data. So when alarm bells started going off with this, you know, I know data quite well. When I started looking at the data, and I always had my doubts about it, you know, because it didn't sit quite right when they were saying the speed of science and stuff like that. And I knew that it wasn't properly tested or anything like that. It was just rushed through. And, you know, with science and a vaccine, it takes years and years and years of procedures and processes they've got to go through before it becomes available for the market. And this thing was just so rushed. And so I always had suspicions about it. And, you know, I just looked at the data and what I was seeing since the rollout, it just blew my mind. I was just seeing more and more people dying that shouldn't have been dying. It was just obvious. If you're a database administrator and you scroll through data, you can sense this stuff. And I'm not a statistician, although I do know data quite well.
Sorry, I was just going on what the bio said. So.
Good. That's why I wanted to bring this out. It's because I want people to analyze this. I want people to look at it and say, you know, is this an actual thing? And I'm pretty sure in my heart it is. And they just need to open it up, and the government needs to have an inquiry about it. Just bring it to the public's attention. I'm saying, government, look at this data and analyze it and answer some questions here that we've got. So, you know, all the analysts and people like that can say, oh, there's a, you know, the odds of this not being a killer. And I saw some really big safety signals, some really big red flags. So the odds of it not being a killer, someone estimated about 100 billion to one against, which statistically means it's impossible that it's not killing people.
I want to get back into the numbers and with Steve Kirk and you coming up and more, but we're seeing these from insurance companies, other government databases, and we know there are way more deaths in 2021, 2022, and 2023 than there were at the peak of COVID in 2020. We know this, and now they admit vaccine doesn't protect you, admits it erases your immune system. I mean, they now admit, they admit the spike protein attacks your DNA. I mean, everything they told us was a lie, but we had a global unified propaganda push to censor people that even ever tried to question it. It's just wild. So speculation here, rather than just the raw data explosion of illnesses and deaths and all the rest of it, what do you think this is all about? Because a good government, and most of the governments are trying to cover this up, the Filipino government, a bunch of governments in Latin America, the Japanese government is investigating it and saying it's terrible. A bunch of other governments are as well. So that's starting to happen. We've had all these prestigious scientists like Dr. Michael Yeadon of Pfizer, you know, former vice president, infectious disease head. I mean, they came out before it was given and said this would happen. We have the FDA document from October 2000 predicting myocarditis, heart attacks, blood clots. I don't know if you've seen that, but I mean, they pretty clear. They knew this wasn't going to do what they said it was going to do. So why would you roll something out that your own people are predicting is going to hurt a bunch of people? Do you have an opinion on that?
I know. It's It's a great question. It's where Five Eyes, so who knows what's behind it, right? I'm not going to speculate too much about that, but my analogy is, and the way I see it, is if you're a worker in a factory or a building site or whatever, and you notice there's a machine or scaffolding or whatever that isn't safe and it's killing people, you'd say to your boss, hey, look, there's a machine over there that's killed 5 people already. And, you know, what are you going to do about it? In any other circumstance, your boss would say, all right, let's fix it. Let's fix the problem. What you wouldn't expect your boss to do is suspend you immediately and then arrest you and then tell everyone else just to ignore everything and go back to work and ignore the pile of corpses.
Very well said. Very well said.
Thank you. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but we need an inquiry to find out, definitely.
And that's what you're saying is we need a real public investigation, governmental, but also have the data out there. You took out the names. You didn't expose anybody's personal data. You did a great job. You had lawyers and experts check it as well. Correct anything if I say it's wrong. Let's talk about your arrest. People want to know about that. This is your first big interview. You did one interview that was great.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like I say, my background is IT. I've had a very boring background up to now, very mundane. I was looking forward to, you know, quietly retiring one day and just, you know, pat on the back, good job. So I never expected anything like this. So, yeah, so I've been a good model citizen, you would say, for all my life. I've never been arrested, never been in trouble with the law. I haven't had a speeding ticket for 20 years. And so, you know, I'm a decent guy. I'm a regular guy. And then my arrest, my God, what a doozy that was. It was off the charts. It was the Gestapo turned up and, eight cops, with guns smashed my door in. I was not at the house at the time, so they couldn't actually wait for me to get there or anything like that. They just busted down the door, trashed the place. So I turned up, and there were unmarked cars in the drive, plain cars. So I drove up. I was thinking, oh, what's going on? The garage door was open. There was people milling about. I thought, oh, my boy, my son's got some friends around or something. So I stopped the car, pulled into the other drive. And then all of a sudden, there's swarms of cops all over the car. And they're banging on the windows. They were going to break the window. And, just get out, get out. So, yeah, I just literally nearly shit myself. I've never been in a situation like that before. And they dragged me out of the car, put handcuffs on, like super, super tight behind my back, and then just put me in the back of a car. And like, yeah, there was 8 of them. And yeah, I've never experienced that. It was like the Gestapo, honestly. It was awful. And then take to Wellington police station. And yeah, it was not a nice experience. And then court, and then I was denied bail, and then off to Rimitaka, Wellington Rimitaka prison, which I must say the staff there and the inmates really, really nice, really kind to me, so I want to thank them.
Well, that was my next question. Because you were very astute when you said this was some type of special police unit. This was not regular policing that came and grabbed you. Can you elaborate on that? But then what I've seen with patriots like yourself, though, a lot of times they'll quietly apologize when they know there's no cameras around. Did any of the police feel sorry for what they did, or were they believing some lie about you? Did they say anything to you?
What I was told in the briefing room was, this guy's Hannibal Lecter, so just go after him and use any force, any means necessary. And I'm not a violent guy. And I shouldn't have been handcuffed. It was just ridiculous, the amount of excess. And they were all up for, you know, there was a lot of aggression in the air. And I didn't really think any of that was appropriate because I'm a peaceful guy.
Did they say anything to you?
Well, apart from just telling me to, you know, put my hands behind my back and get into the car. And, yeah, it wasn't good. And, yeah. Anything I was saying was just like they were saying, just, you know, just shut me down. And they trashed the house. So I had to go in because I have a gun safe. So they wanted to have a look in that gun safe for stuff. So I had to, you know, get out and get the keys and stuff. And the place was just unbelievable. There were swarming everywhere, and stuff was everywhere. They broke the lock in the garage. And
so you're saying they ransacked your home?
My wife's underwear was scattered all over the floor. And what the hell were they looking for that to happen? You know, it's a computer is, you know, this big. It's, you know, obvious.
Sure, it's pure intimidation. And, of course, here you are trying to stop them being murdered by this bioweapon, this lethal injection. Just incredible. But you're saying once you got to the jail, they weren't as brainwashed as these guys.
No, they were nice. The guys in the prison, and that was, like, really heartwarming. That, and I've got to say a big shout-out to the inmates. You guys, you'd be good to each other. And, yeah, the guards themselves, were. Some of them came up to me and said, we're on your side. And that was beautiful.
They're trying to make them take the damn poison, too. So
I know that all the frontline workers and stuff like that, who, this is what I want to stop, because, you know, we're human beings. We've got a right to decide what we put into our bodies. So why do they force the frontline workers, the border workers, the prison workers, even, you know, hairdressers, even to deliver a pizza? They were forced to have a vaccine mandated. And the government can tell you now, they say, oh, nobody was forced. They absolutely did. It was like, get the vaccine or lose your job. That is forcing people.
Incredible.
And that is wrong.
But very young, I really want to give you the floor. I've asked some decent questions. You made some great points, but I want to hear any points you want to get out when we come back from break and have Steve Kirsch on, another amazing person. But just briefly, what was your intent? You've said to get an investigation, but I also would think, are you calling for more whistleblowers, more administrators to see your example? You've led by example, and to have the courage to stand up, because they're trying to roll out new lockdowns, new shots all over the Western world. Big Pharma's quarterbacking it. That's not in doubt. What is your message to others that are in your same position?
Oh, absolutely come forward. It's, you know, it's got to happen. Their narrative is crumbling. Every time they come out with something and say, oh, an anti-vaxxer, is, you know, coming out and spreading misinformation. How can I spread misinformation when it's government data? It's their own data. So every time they say that, the audience is shrinking, and more people are seeing the truth. And that's what needs to happen. More people, regular people, not our, you know, echo chamber that we sometimes live in. Ordinary people who, you know, didn't really want to get vaccinated, but had to be vaccinated just to keep their jobs, put food on the table. We need to reach those people. And the more people who come out and say, you know, I've noticed this is wrong, the better. The world is turning now. It's coming our way. We are winning now. And this has got to end. And we have to have a fair, open and honest inquiry about, you know, what went on and why it went on and what they were up to. And it's just crazy. It's just wrong what they did. And, you know, anyone can see that. We should get this information out there and do the analysis. Have a government inquiry.
Absolutely.
And I offered that to the Deputy Prime Minister. I was desperate to reach him.
Hold on, sir. We got to go to break. I want to hear what you did before you went public.
All right.
Yeah, that's a really important. I'm glad you. Oh, wow. That was the question I wanted to ask. Did you try to get this to people before you went public? And then we have the statistics that are public around the world. Right when the shots start, boom, the deaths explode. It's everywhere. You can look at it right there. We'll be right back. Stay with us. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beats is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening. Do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, and so you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, get a signed or unsigned copy, it's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, Part 2 of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are literally doing the work here. We are having incredible whistleblowers, investigative journalists, and more on who are bringing the world the truth of this massive crime against humanity. It's definitely the most organized global tyranny we've ever seen. It's corporate, and they're bringing in a world government, world treaty right now with the corporations that control the UN, Bill Gates and others in control of your bodies. This is their excuse for a world database, a world ID. This is everything. The central bank digital currencies, you name it. And I want to just point out that Steve Kirsch is a famous inventor of so many things and a big MIT expert and a philanthropist. He's in England and just spoke to Parliament. So, you know, this is a full-time fight, folks. And big things are happening. We're moving on multiple fronts. And he's been, obviously, even before he went public, working and with the whistleblower Barry Young. I want to also commend Counterspin Media for the great job and persecution they've gone through in New Zealand. They're going to be co-hosting coming up the fourth hour with Maria Z. So this is international. We're facing the same corporate biomedical takeover all over the world, and we're unified worldwide, whether you're in Argentina, whether you're in South Africa, whether you're in Saudi Arabia, whether you're in Germany, whether you are in New Zealand, Australia, whether you're in Russia or Canada or America, we're all here together. I want to bring Steve Kirsch here in a minute and really appreciate him coming on short notice. He's got a lot going on in the UK, really trying to change things. But Barry, you made a really important point when we went into the break that I wanted you to be able to basically elaborate on, and then any other points that you wanted to get out here.
Yeah, I just want anyone who's got access to this level of data just to be brave, because bad things happen when good people do nothing. And there are plenty good people out there, plenty of good people. We just need to be brave and do the right thing, and we can end this.
I totally agree with you. The other question was, you began to elaborate on it, we hit the break. You were saying you reached out to the leader of your country, which is saying he wasn't going to go along with your last two leaders.
Yeah. He campaigned, his election promise was to, hold inquiries about the mandates and so far radio silence. And I tried desperately to reach him, and I was saying, I will give you this data. I will work with you. I will make you look like the greatest hero in New Zealand history. It's there for you, Winston Peters. It's there for you. And that's what you campaigned on for this election. And, they all campaign. They're all happy to talk to people before the election. But after the election, they just go into the parliament, and you never hear from them again. It's just a uniparty once more. Just one single party, and they'll move in lockstep. And it's just, it's awful that we can't reach these people now after the election. And he hasn't responded. We tried so hard to reach him and, give him this data and tell him, please investigate this. We need to know what's going on.
And by the way, that's key in law. Our laws are similar, common law, English common law, that you tried to go to the government and you tried to go through the system first. That's an interesting area. I want you to elaborate on that. But right now, I'm going to bring Steve Kirsch in and kind of let him host here for the next 25 minutes we have with you two together, because he's way smarter than I am when it comes to this stuff, and with his observations or his questions. So, Steve, go ahead.
Well, one of the questions that's been on my mind, which Barry hasn't answered, and it's great to be able to do a Zoom call with him for the first time, is what happened when you sent the email? Did you send the email, and what happened? And why don't you describe what the email you sent was?
I think that's
really important.
A million times, yeah. So I was trying to reach the Deputy Prime Minister for a couple of days before then, and I was, calling them constantly. Got nowhere. So was Liz Gunn as well. And so we got nowhere. And I sent the email. It just basically said, I am a database administrator. I work for the Ministry of Health. These are my credentials. I implemented this database. I've noticed massive red flag safety signals in it. And statistically, doing some basic analysis, it shows that these vaccines are killing people, and there's a 100 billion to one chance that they're not killing people. So statistically, it's a certainty that they are. And I just said to them, in the name of humanity, you've got two choices. You can be on the right side of history, or you can choose to do nothing. And so far, they've done nothing.
Wow.
And once I sent that email out, I just closed my system just got locked down, and they came after me like a pack of wolves.
Ah, so now we're learning the backstory.
Sorry.
Steve, go ahead.
So Barry, did you send the email to everyone in upper management notifying them of a serious safety signal in the data?
Yes, everyone in the executive leadership team, all the deputy director generals. And then I sent another one to all members of parliament saying exactly the same thing.
So they know that your intent was to save lives. And yet
yes.
They sent the cops after you, even though they knew your intent was to save lives. That is despicable.
100%. Yes, they did. Well, first they locked me out of the system, and then they sent all sorts of, injunctions and trying to stop me from saying anything, and sent a guy to serve a warrant or something, like a sheet of papers that I couldn't, it was like a telephone book. There's no way I could read through it. And it was just, it was just gobbledygook. It wasn't even addressed to me. So I don't know what the hell the purpose of that was. Maybe it was to find out where I was at that particular time. Because the next day the cops show up and boom, I'm, in jail.
What happened? So what was the timing after you sent the email? Did they cut you off immediately from the system after you sent the email? They didn't even investigate?
Yes, they locked me out of the system.
Immediately?
Straight up.
After you sent the email?
Yes. Yep. And then I was summoned to... At work, the next day. And that's the funny thing as well. They sent me a disciplinary notice that they'd lock me out, my system. Because I've got high level access. You can understand if it was a danger, why they would do something like that. And then I had like an hour or half an hour's notice to appear at the ministry for this hearing. And the funny thing is they got my name completely wrong. And my job title, so it wasn't even addressed to me. So if it's not addressed to me, then why should I attend a meeting?
By the way, Steve, I know where you're going, and I want you to elaborate on this, but under international law, under common law, which is the basis of law in the West, the fact that they could have claimed they were stupid later when this all comes out, but now that he went through channels first and they retaliated, forcing him to go public, they've now made themselves culpable in the crime, right, Steve?
I'm not an expert on that part of the law, but it is unbelievable to me that here you are, whistleblower, saying, hey, there's a safety signal, and they treat you as the criminal here instead of looking at the data and investigating. When I'm really curious what happened at this hearing that you went to.
Yeah, let's talk about that. When did this happen before this all unfolded? What's the time frame?
This was on Friday. I was due to appear 11:30. I didn't make the hearing. I couldn't make the hearing. It wasn't even addressed to me anyway. So after that, I received another, a mail was couriered out, a letter saying, you're now suspended from the system.
Sure. So they were acting like they were going through a process. You get blindsided, then you get arrested.
Yeah. So after that, the next day, Saturday, was when the private investigator turned up and served some kind of warrant, which I've got no idea what was actually inside it, because it didn't make any sense. And then a Sunday was when the cops showed up.
And ransacked your house and took you to jail.
Yeah, ransacked my house and had cops with guns.
Did they have a search warrant?
Yeah, they had a warrant. But I wasn't there at the time, and they just busted the door open and just trashed the place.
Let me ask Steve a question, and he can elaborate on it. Why didn't they just ignore this? Well, because they're afraid of more whistleblowers. They want to make an example. They're scared of more whistleblowers. I think that's my answer. Steve, what do you say to that, and what does the whistleblower, Barry, say to that?
Well, I think they wanted to send a message that they need to hide the data from the public. They need to hide the public health data from the public, and that they will go after anyone who tries to create any kind of data transparency so the public can figure out what is going on. And so they will go to great lengths. They will probably try to put Barry in jail for the rest of his life because his crime is exposing the fact that the New Zealand Ministry of Health and the Health New Zealand are complicit in covering up the deaths of over 10,000 people who live in New Zealand. And the data is pretty clear because I have the data. I obfuscated the data and then released it, and they admitted that they couldn't break the obfuscation and nobody's privacy was violated. And anyone can analyze that data and show basically an excess death of on average for all doses and all ages, it averages about one excess death per thousand. And this is very comparable to numbers that have been independently estimated by Dennis Rancourt, by Mark Skidmore and others. And so all this data is coming in. It's consistent.
And so what's the global number? Some say 20. You're saying 13, Steve?
Oh, it's at least 13, Alex. And Dennis estimated, you know, slightly higher. He estimated 17. And, you know, at this point, we're rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic here, because whether we're talking about 13 million or 17 million
exactly.
people, the fact that everybody is asleep on this is just unbelievable.
I mean, 10,000 is a giant crime. When you're up to 13 million, 17 million, 22 million, it is polishing the silverware on the Titanic.
It definitely is. And you know, the shocking thing is that nobody in the world has said, well, there's an error in buckets.py. This is the program, the Python program that goes through the data and puts the data into buckets. Nobody has found a bug in that program. And I've had lots and lots of downloads. In fact, I bought a terabyte worth of data and bandwidth, and they said they had to close my account because it was using too much bandwidth. And then it turns out that they also said, well, we also got a call from the New Zealand Ministry of Health saying that I'm hosting their proprietary information, which is completely false and defamatory, because all of that data is independently derived from their data. There is not a single record that was
By the way,
published.
Steve, let me just interrupt you, because I remember seeing this on your Twitter yesterday. You have incredible integrity as a journalist, not just as a, you know, MIT, you known guru, inventor of so much, a very respected pillar of the community. It's true. You know, Steve Kirsch, everybody knows that. I forgot to raise that. That's a whole other issue. The New Zealand government's trying to stop you, a very successful, respected journalist, from looking at data that has removed the names of the people and is anonymous. I mean, that's a scandal right there.
Yeah. And not only me, Alex. They didn't just take down my server with my derived data in my independent work. They basically claimed it was theirs, and Wasabi shut it down without ever talking to me. They closed my account on a Friday night, and they've never restored it. And they won't even talk to me about it to hear my side of the story.
Wow, Barry,
Wasabi treats their customers.
It's incredible. It's covering up a crime.
And not only that, Alex, I emailed the CEO and I said, hey, can we talk about this? This is not the way you treat customers. And he basically ghosted me. I gave him my cell phone. I said, please call. Let's have a dialogue. And he ghosted me. You know,
well, they're scared. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Barry Young.
Alex, this is, well, let me just say this. Kevin McKernan, I didn't ask Kevin to help me out here. I posted something. I asked, I need bulletproof hosting. And Kevin McKernan said, hey, I put a copy of your data on my server at Mega. And Mega is in New Zealand, and
beautiful.
It's controlled by the New Zealand government. So what happened is Kevin has close to a terabyte worth of data. It's on all his research that he's done for the past few years. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars and years of work. What happened is Mega took down his entire server, and they said, we destroyed all the data on your server. Go away. We don't want you as a customer.
Wow, people who aren't computer people
for posting my data.
So Steve, they're running scared.
To say, they're doing whatever it takes to disrupt people's lives illegally.
Yeah, but Barry Young, the whistleblowers, chomping at the bit. Barry, you're trying to say something. Go ahead.
Sorry, yeah, I was just saying, if this was rubbish, if this is all lies, if there's a madman just spouting off, why would they be doing this? Or is it because I'm telling the truth?
They're trying to stamp out the truth because it's in the data. I mean, continue, and then Steve.
Yeah,
guys, talk to Steve. I think he may have muted himself. Go. Steve, you may have muted yourself.
No,
you're back.
You should be able to hear me.
What were you saying? Go ahead.
Yeah, they didn't deny anything. They didn't deny that it was legitimate data. You know, people had questioned it. They thought it was a setup. You know, a lot of the statisticians I talked to said, oh, no, this doesn't sound right. This is a setup. How do we know the data is legitimate? And I said, look, I've looked at the data. The data is legitimate. And the fact that they're pursuing Barry tells everybody that the data is legit. This is why they want it taken down, because they know that data is legit. And they know that I did a statistically valid transformation of the data such that we preserve all the statistical fidelity in the data without exposing anyone's privacy. Now, nobody thought this was possible, but I managed to figure out how to do it. And so this means that there's now no excuse. We have just demonstrated, because the New Zealand Ministry of Health has not been able to decipher any of our data, we have now demonstrated that there is no reason in the world for any government in the world to, they should all be making their data transparent, because I have a way to do that.
And we should have congressional hearings, parliamentary, which you were just doing in the UK. So in the time we have left here, they are running scared. They are in complete panic mode. This is the story. I mean, I was out Sunday with my daughter grocery shopping. We went to the park after that. And I had multiple people at the park, people at the grocery store bringing this up. This thing's really gone viral, thank God, you know, and Steve Kirsch boosting it. What comes next, Barry Young, in your view? What comes next, Steve Kirsch?
Well, the way I look at it is it's the people's data. I work for the government, but really I'm a civil servant. I'm a servant of the people. Public servant. So my
loyalty. You're a steward.
My loyalty is to the people of New Zealand. So it's their data. It belongs to them. So we should make it publicly available. And like Steve says, anonymized, redacted. It's heartbreaking because it is people's lives. It is. But you've got to look at it statistically, and we have to come up with some answers to this. And yeah, we're not harming anyone. We're not doing anyone any disservice. We're not releasing any data.
Yeah, what do they have to hide? It's nobody's name. So let me ask you this. What needs to come next, Barry Young?
Well, we're waiting on people like Winston Peters, our deputy prime minister, who made this a campaign promise that he was going to look into it, to actually front up and do what he said. And it's got to happen all over the world. We have to hold inquiries. We have to look at it. Have a fair, honest, open discussion. But at least look at the data. Don't just try and lock people away. Because you can lock me away. You can put me away. But you can't hide the truth. You can't lock away the truth. It will always come out.
All right, let me say this in the time we have left. We can do a commercial-free show as well that gets millions of views. But I was sitting here before the show began, and I said, I'm really concerned about Barry Young. I really want to, because these selfless people never think about themselves, losing their job, what's happening. I said, ask him, who's doing a GoFundMe? Who's setting up a foundation for whistleblowers? He's about to go through hell. We don't want to just support whistleblowers. We want to champion them and know we're here to support them. And the crew's like, we hear Steve Kirsch is actually working on that. So Steve, you always think one step ahead of me. What do we do, Barry Young? You're a very humble guy, but you need money to defend yourself. And then you need money to champion you, to set up a foundation, whatever's coming. So the enemy knows when they come after whistleblowers, we're not just going to back them. We're going to celebrate them. So we got 4 minutes to break. Guys, what do we do here? Is there a GoFundMe? If they ban you, GiveSend goes, it doesn't censor. What do we do, both of you?
We want to make sure that Barry gets the best defense available. And so I will be taking steps to do that myself and encourage other people to do it as well. But Barry is absolutely correct. It is the people's data. This is the public's public health data, and the people are entitled to see it in an obfuscated form. And the fact that it has been created for them because the New Zealand Ministry of Health was incapable of creating obfuscated data. But now that they have it and they have verified that it is not breakable, they need to be publishing this. They shouldn't be taking this down from servers. They should be saying, look at this data, folks.
Yeah, they should be proud of them. Jacinda Ardern. I just want to point out, Barry Young, when he was coming on, he had no idea. I've not thought about the future. I'm unemployable now. No, he should be celebrated. The man's not even thinking about his next step. That's a real hero, folks. So Barry is, and Kirsch, you're a very successful man. I know you backed a lot of stuff. It's good to hear you're going to help him. But also, we need to crowdsource this. As soon as you guys are ready to tell me with our great audience where to point the support, I'm ready. So Kirsch, are you going to quarterback that?
I will get you a link.
Good. Sooner rather than later. I'm not bitching. You're just taking action. So I'm asking you to do the work.
Absolutely.
Barry Young, you've been very gracious. I know it's early in the morning. We got to go to break here in 1 minute. I want to come back to 5 more minutes to have you closing comments. I know Steve's got to go. He's in the UK. We have the lawyer that you worked with, Liz Gunn, coming on. But just any other points you'd like to make?
I'm just so overwhelmed by all the beautiful people out there and all the support I've got. And yeah, I never intend any dishonesty. There's no dishonest purpose in what I do. And every shred of evidence will point to that, and they can go through everything they want. There's not a dishonest bone in my body. I just want this to be made, the public to be made aware, to see it, to analyze it themselves and make their own decision. There is no dishonest intent here. That's the way I roll.
Well, we know where the dishonest thing is. They're trying to hide the data. And let me just say something. You're doing this for my family. Me supporting you is, at the end of the day, out of altruism, which is empathy, which is what makes us all have a civilization. You're standing up for my family and for my medical rights. So I'm not doing you a favor supporting you. You're a champion fighting for my family. And so is Steve Kirsch. Go to break 2 minutes from now. I'm going to come back. Final comments from both of you. And just this is incredible. Barry Young, Counterspin Media, was the first to break it. Thank you, Counterspin. What would you do if there was a tyrannical, totalitarian world government taking over whose plan was to kill 90% of the world population, and they were already beginning to do it? You would rally against it. You would fight it. And that's what we're doing. This is the reality of 2023. I just want to thank listeners and viewers for your last year's support, and want to encourage you now more than ever to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, to take clips and share it from the broadcast, and to buy products that enrich your life at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the signed or unsigned copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Renaissance. Twice as long as my last book, incredibly powerful, signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X2 finally back in stock after over a year, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock, and a bunch of other great products as well. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there. Fund the InfoWar and get great products all at the same time. If you ever take one piece of my advice, it's get a bottle of X2. It's been sold out for over a year because we wouldn't cut corners and because it's so hard to produce. We finally have a limited run back in supply at InfoWarsStore.com. So many people have serious issues. Look at the UN's own numbers. Billions have cognitive disabilities because they do not have true nascent iodine in their bodies. Most other iodine is bound to other heavy metals or bound to other elements, so you don't download it. But this is pure atomic certified iodine. X2 is now back in stock, discounted. So I'm giving Thanksgiving right now for this product being here. It funds the InfoWar, but I guarantee you, you take this for a few weeks, you will feel the difference. It is amazing. It's the Missing Link X2, back in stock at the end of 2023 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Steve Kirst is going to ride shotgun a little bit with us into the next hour with the lawyer, Liz Gunn, who did a great job getting this out. But I don't know if Barry Young knows about the Streisand effect. That's a U.S. term, but it goes around where Streisand got mad that somebody showed her, you know, 50-bedroom house on the beach or whatever, and she got mad, tried to suppress it, and made it 100 times bigger. But the Streisand effect is in effect here. So, Barry Young, in closing, please come back and give us updates. It's so selfless, I'm asking, what are you thinking about your future legal funds? I haven't even thought of that. That's just why you're so awesome, brother. Because I'll be honest, if I was doing what you were doing, I'd already be thinking five steps ahead. You are such a sweetheart. Your family, your lady are such sweethearts. Closing comments here that you want to impart to folks.
I just want to say I'm doing this for the people of New Zealand. From my heart. For the kids. For our grandchildren, our Mokapuna, our Tamariki. This is for them. And this data set holds a lot of a river of tears. I've already said that. There's a lot of deaths in this data that need to be, questions need to be asked. And a lot of people have died to bring this data to the public's attention. Don't let them die in vain.
It was George Orwell that said, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, you are a hero because we become cowards. But really, you've just done your duty. And if you would have known this and wouldn't have gone public, you would have been complicit. I mean, I think that's why you were forced to make this decision.
Yeah, it was. It's harder to look than to leap. Looking at the data was breaking my heart daily. So it was easier just to say, I'm done with it. Let's just let it out there, and whatever will happen will happen. And if I have to spend the rest of my life in a jail cell, I'll be happy with, you know, my soul will rest.
Wow. Wow. If everybody had your attitude, we'd be in a utopia. So beautiful. Barry Young, I said final comment. Any other beautiful things you want to tell us?
I'm done.
All right, Barry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Emotionally straining. It's been a roller coaster. I'm just so happy for all the support and all the beautiful people out there that make it keep me going. You know, it's a wonderful journey, and to have people like Steve involved as well. I mean, brother, you've delivered 100-fold, and I really respect you and admire you for what you've done and your stand, and people like you, Alex, who I don't agree with everything you say. I really don't. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But I would die on a hill for your right to say what you say.
I appreciate that, Barry. And I just want you to know, brother, they distort what I supposedly have said. So much of what you hear I said was out of context or a joke. I don't even make jokes anymore because they just take them out of context. 10-second clip. But I totally understand. Well, we're going to win this thing together, and we are at a historic moment right here, and a lot of other whistleblowers are going to come public, and we're going to defeat this together, Barry, because we have to.
We do. It's starting to happen. The world is turning. I can feel it. This is ending. This is ending now.
It is.
Barry has done something that no human being has ever done in history. He is the first person in history to make public health record level data. Never been done before. It's always been hidden by every public health authority in the entire world. And for the first time, we got to see the man behind the curtain because of Barry's efforts. This is amazing. Barry also, I talked to Barry before he did this. He said, I may be killed, or I may spend the rest of my life in jail. But he was willing to do that and sacrifice his family because it was the right thing to do. There are very few people who have the courage and integrity to do what Barry did.
I agree. Real quick, I got to break. But Barry, let me guess. Barry, let me guess. 10 seconds. Do you feel more alive than ever?
Yeah, I've slept for the first time in years. That's the best sleep I've ever had.
Incredible. Thank you, sir. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beach is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there, my new book, The Great Awakening, do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
BlackRock, the globalists, the World Economic Forum, the UN, the big banks. They think we're all a bunch of animals and unconscious and dead. They think only their soulless, sociopathic evil rules this planet. But you can study history. Evil always is winning at the start of the fourth quarter, but at the end, good wins. And so I wanted to get closing comments and any questions or comments that Steve Kirsch has for Liz Gunn, who is an amazing former MSM journalist, lawyer, you name it, who I've been watching for years in the fight against the COVID tyranny, the remover, the removal of Jacinda Ardern's, the tyrant, that said we're your only source of information about how big this is, because I'm on the street, people are talking about it in Austin, Texas, everywhere I go. Grocery store, park, you name it, it's happening, and it's going to spur more whistleblowers, and this guy, Barry, is such a sweetheart. And now their attempt to suppress this data is a smoking gun. So why shouldn't anonymous data that has the names removed? Why? That's a great point you make, that it's all secret around the world. It's the cabal. We're not supposed to know the medical numbers. We're not supposed to see the real data. Why is autism up 50,000%? Why is cancer exploding? Why are our life expectancies going down? We're not supposed to see that because the wizards are behind the curtain. But as you said, Steve Kirsch, the curtain's getting pulled back right now, and there's a bellwether where you can mark where the curtain got fully jerked aside. I would name Barry Young as Toto 2.0. What do you say?
Absolutely. There's no question. Barry basically exposed the man behind the curtain. Barry showed that these governments are killing people. They're killing millions of people worldwide, and Barry is the guy who exposed that to the world. And the fact that they, I love it, the fact that they are trying to tell people, trying to take this data down, that immediately that they know that the data reveals that they have been killing people, over 10,000 people in New Zealand, over 13 million people worldwide. That's why all these governments keep this data quiet. Now, since this data was released, there is not an epidemiologist in the world who has looked at that data and said, well, this is a safe vaccine. Not a single one disputes it. Not a single one has published an analysis saying, oh, this is consistent with a safe vaccine. Now, how is that possible? It's legit data. It's just been obfuscated. But
and doesn't it roughly match all the other data around the world? The alarms, yes. You give the shots, yes. The death spike?
Yes. Yes, it matches the data from Israel. It matches the data from the U.S. It matches the data from Maldives. It matches the data from everywhere that I have more detailed data. This all matches. And so there's no question. You know, you can look at this data and you look at it and you examine it all sorts of different ways and it behaves perfectly. It behaves exactly like it should. There is no way anybody could have even, you know, and I'm not.
Yeah, for those who don't know who are accountants or statisticians, when you got fake data, it doesn't work. This is real data.
Yeah. When you got fake data, things just don't make any sense. But this data, everything makes perfect sense. And you look at this data and you say, aha, this explains what we've been seeing in other countries. And so it's quite like the Rosetta Stone, where once you have this, you can then decode, hey, this is why. We now know why nobody spotted this before. It's because the death curve starts gradually and goes up, and then it peaks. So it's 6 to 12 months afterwards, and then starts falling down. And so people were looking to see people dying within the first week or two or three. And then when people died 6 months later, they said, well, it couldn't be the vaccine because it happened 6 months after they got the shot. 6 months is the sweet spot. This is why we have lots and lots of people who die 6 months after the shot. And people say, oh, it couldn't be related to the vaccine. Of course it can. That's what the data shows. It's unambiguous. So we now can understand what's going on. Nobody can dispute this. And, you know, I have asked, hey, look, if I'm wrong about my analysis, then, hey, let's have a discussion with your epidemiologist. We'll have me, Norman Fenton, we'll have Yale professor Harvey Risch, who's one of the top epidemiologists in the world. And we'll take one side. And your epidemiologist can take the other side, and let's have a civil discussion about it, and let's talk about the data, and let's talk about your time series analysis and how you looked at there are four independent variables, one dependent variable. You can vary all four independent variables, your primary independent variables, and you see a huge signal, no matter whether you're before COVID.
Well, that's right. Steve Kirsch.
COVID,
stevekirsch.substack.com on Twitter, stkirsch. On Gab, S.T. Kirsch, K-I-R-S-C-H. I want to go to Liz Gunn, who helped quarterback all this, has done a great job, an example to us all, a prototype of truth and stopping the next rollout. But in closing, they're already rolling out new lockdown fears, new virus fears, new shots, saying disease X is about to hit us. Bill Gates is giggling and laughing. What is your quick view on that? I mean, imminently, they want mail-in ballots again. It's not a question of if, in my view. They're already trying with this UN treaty to create a new fear. We've got to realize it's not just about punishing those that committed crimes and those that, standing for those that were murdered. It's about getting ahead of this and not letting the same global cabal use this to really come back against us again. We've got to do this now.
Alex, my father had me very late in life because he was in World War II. And I grew up knowing that tyrants always use fear. The thing that the world has to stop doing is giving in to a fear rhetoric, whether it's climate change, whether it's imagined pandemics. And on that, I would say Mike Eden has just delivered an extraordinary message in the UK Parliament. Everybody should go and read his message about how there was not actually a pandemic. It didn't even exist. It was simply something done, and Mike Eden was in Pfizer. Everybody remember that. It was simply something done to herd the world's population. Well, with a hero like Barry standing up and saying, as you said before, the Wizard of Oz metaphor works. The whole thing is a ruse. These people who are pretending to be on our sides, who pretend to care, are hiding information that would show the world that, in fact, these jabs have caused tremendous damage. And if you say, oh, surely not, Liz, you must be imagining, because why would they? Well, look into the background of Gates, who now heads the WHO. Why have we got a corporate heading the World Health Organization? And not just that, the Gates Foundation also made a huge amount of money from declaring a pandemic that was not a pandemic, and then you follow the bridge across as a journalist. Where's the money trail? Oh, look, the Gates Foundation is also heavily invested in jabs, in vaccines.
That's right. And Liz, stay there. I'm going to give you the floor for the rest of the hour. Yeah. Steve Kirsch, closing comment on the Great Awakening and where you see this going, and then we'll talk to you soon. I'm going to get back to Liz Gunn.
Yeah, I want to say something that I've never said before, which is that when Barry looked at the data himself, after he looked at it and was troubled by it, he came to me and he asked me, hey, can you and your colleagues analyze this data and tell me if this is killing people or not, or maybe I got it wrong? And so before he did anything, he basically came to experts, and I had it reviewed by many scientists, and what we found was very, very troubling. When we got the data from Barry, and we told him that you would be doing a service here. If this data were to be exposed, this would be just an incredible
and
gift.
And Stephen, in quick closing, because I got to get to Liz, and I appreciate her holding, but it's important. How's it going in the UK, talking to Parliament yesterday? Where's that going?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, I expect there are 650 members of Parliament, and I expected to see just one member of parliament in that hearing, which is Andrew Bridgen, who's basically the only guy in parliament speaking out. When Andrew talks, everybody in parliament leaves the room. You have 649.
So we saw the videos the last month where he speaks in the chamber and no one's there.
Yeah, they all leave. When he gets up to speak, they all leave. And so to have a meeting that went on for 2 hours with 17 members of parliament in that meeting saying thank you, and that was an excellent meeting, and we'd like the slides and we want to follow up. Yeah, that is game changing. We went from one member of parliament to 17 members of parliament.
And we need full hearings in the U.S. and more. Steve Kirsch, incredible job. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex.
Wow. Okay, Liz, I'm going to shut up till break in like 12 minutes, so don't stop or I'll jump in. I got a lot of questions. Start over. You got the floor. Liz Gunn, freenz.org, freenz.org. Start over who you are, the process of getting this great whistleblower, Barry Gunn, to go public, and then what's unfolded and where you see this going.
Briefly, I mean, this is all about the data. Steve's right. Briefly, I came from a law background. I used that law background after being in practice for a while and teaching at university law professionals. I then moved into the media, Alex. And law and good journalism are very similar. You need to find the truth. That's what it's all about. When this all happened 3 years ago, I thought, like many of us, there are a lot of truths being hidden. So when I was about 11 weeks out from the election we had in October, in New Zealand, I looked at the candidates and I wanted to believe Winston Peters would stand up and really do a deep dive into COVID once he was in. I wanted to believe that. But in my heart, I worried that he also has been bought and paid for by the World Economic Forum, which we know Jacinda Ardern was. She is not a world leading person who is loved in New Zealand. I can tell everybody who says overseas, oh, you're so lucky to have Jacinda Ardern. We feel she's been an absolute curse on this country. But we are now just into the first 100 days of a new government. And do you know, Alex, with all of this happening across Twitter, across the whole social media space, the new leader, Christopher Luxon, silent. The deputy leader, Winston Peters, silent. And he is calling for a COVID inquiry. He should be the one saying, right, we need to get to the bottom of this data. It's going to be part of the COVID inquiry. We must have protection for the whistleblower, Barry, protection for Liz for dropping it. Why are they silent? They should be making political capital out of this. That's what used to happen. They're silent because they are all answering to the same puppet masters, the same people behind the curtain, Alex.
We penetrate the cabinets, as Klaus Schwab said. So this has definitely devastated them, though. What do you think their plan is to deal with this?
I think they did not expect it to go around the world so fast. I think that it then became a clumsy propaganda type operation, I get lots of messages. And one of them was people who work for the Ministry of Health have been called in to try to dampen down the story. When it didn't dampen down on social media, thanks to people like Maria Z and you and, you know, the good people who share it, then I think they thought we'll just go in heavy-handed. When I put out that emergency message, Alex, I'm wearing a sling. And I don't talk about this much, but off air I often wear a sling because I broke another story about some people in the middle of the Pacific. It's called Tokelau, a little atoll. It was the first little country where they experimented with their genocide. It was at the beginning of the year and last year that I was covering this story. A family had been locked down for 14 months, basically imprisoned without any habeas corpus, simply for saying no to a jab there. And guess what? That is a New Zealand protectorate. And guess what? New Zealand's ambassador or sort of overseer of Tokelau was Jacinda Ardern's father. He had ordered everyone to have it, and because one family said no, they were then locked down for 14 months. So after a long period, we got them back home. I was at the airport in March, and a policeman came up behind me and said, get out. And I turned around and I said, under what law? And you know, Alex, he ripped my arms behind me. He ripped one hand so high above my head that I still am in pain every single night. And I don't often talk about it. I wear a sling between interviews and work. But
you got assaulted.
Fear.
You got assaulted.
I got totally assaulted, and I do not give in to fear. But the other day, when I heard Barry had been taken in, his house was swarming with cops, I thought, this is tyranny. This is fascism now. And I rang a friend, and I said, I need to go. And I went bush. I actually slept for 2 days. I was going to sleep for a whole week. But because of you, I've decided to come back. But I needed that rest. But it was the first time in 3 years I truly felt fear. I thought our country is almost.
And let's be clear, you're not exaggerating. They arrested the guy you interviewed. I mean, days after the interview.
The only thing stopping it. Yeah.
Keep going. Sorry.
The only thing stopping it is people like you and all the other people around the world sharing this story and saying enough. The people of the world standing up and saying enough to these crooks, this criminal cabal running the world. Will stop this tyranny. I see Rand Paul yesterday called for the WEF to be disbanded. And they talked about, you know, Klaus Schwab as a ridiculous, laughable Bond villain. But he's evil. And I think that, I think Bill Gates should be put on trial immediately. And I'm going to make a call here. I wrote it out, actually. I call for the former Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, to be forced to return to New Zealand. Her passport held, and I call for her actions to be held to account. She has completely broken her social contract with the people of New Zealand. She has allowed them to be injured, damaged, and killed. She has kept the information about that secret, and so has her successor, Christopher Hipkins. And I say to Christopher Luxon, the new leader, you are looking very weak. Stand up and call out the evil of supposedly the other side, the Labour Party, under
Jacinda Ardern. Well, as you said, he'd be a hero if he did it, but he won't because they penetrate the cabinets. Clearly, it's overwhelming evidence he's probably on the payroll as well.
It is. It's looking like silence says so much, Alex.
What do you make of the full panic to block servers in the U.S. and in Europe from even showing the data that have the names taken off? I mean, they... Don't they know they've ignored this? It would have been a lot smaller, but it's what tyrants do. It's like World War II. Hitler's losing, so he bombs civilian targets in England, turning England from anti-war to pro-war. They just have that tyrant's instinct to try to intimidate, and they don't get, like, you can intimidate thugs and criminals. You don't intimidate regular people. Once you attack us, then we fight.
I loved what you said before. You know, I'm doing it for my grandchild. I've got a 2-year-old grandchild. I'm doing it for your children. When that happens, you could see Barry's doing it for the children. There's an unstoppable force they have not calculated in their devious plan. So, yeah, I know that the people of the world, when we come together, will put such panic in this group. There will never be a World Health Organization pandemic treaty. I can already see a new world birthing from this, Alex. I can see these people put on trial. I can see that the people of the world this time will not have a Nuremberg and then go back to sleep. I'll be teaching my grandchild to never, ever put trust in leaders. Leaders must be accountable. We should know everything about them. They should know almost nothing about us. Now, this information that Barry put out is our information. And I demand that the New Zealand government, under Christopher Luxon and Winston Peters as deputy, puts this information out so that it wakes up all of the New Zealanders who are still trying to defend the indefensible.
Well, that's it. They've been brought into a situation. We didn't master plan this, where the data's there. It's the same all over the world. They're going to try to cover this up now, and it's not going to work. Let's talk about where you think this should go versus where you think they're going to take it.
This is where we are. It's not so much a knife edge. For the first few days, I thought there was a lot of government propaganda. I mean, they were trying to say, Alex, that I'm a plant. And that's coming from the government. I'm a person who has put everything, including my body, on the line for this. I've worked nonstop for 2 years for no money and sacrificed a lot.
And you've been totally vindicated. I watched you throughout the pandemic, yes.
Thank you. And you don't do that unless you're doing it from love and service. Service is an old-fashioned notion. Now, what we need is enough people waking up here. But will they? Will they waken enough to demand that this information go out? Because it is anonymized. Because there is no privacy threatened. And here's the rub. If this government doesn't put it out, Alex, and more people take jabs because they believe the assurances that the vaccine is safe, which it's not, who ultimately is responsible for keeping this going, for the potential murder of more Kiwis? Is it the head of the Ministry of Health? Is it Christopher Luxon? I say yes to both.
Well, that's right. By covering up, they've opted in to be part of the crime.
Absolutely. Legally, that would be right. They become complicit in furthering a crime. This is a crime scene. New Zealand is a crime scene. We must have the evidence. Look, if it is what they say, safe and effective,
let's be clear. The numbers you guys put out mirror the rest of the world. We already know. Life expectancy down, 13 to 20 million dead. I mean, it's all there.
You know what I do, Alex? I love seeing all the statisticians debate, but I thought your metaphor of polishing the silver on the Titanic. The Titanic's sinking. But as a mum, I'm always keeping my ear to the ground for stories. Here's just one of many. A woman who was overseas, a Kiwi, said her sister lives in Invercargill. She wrote to me and she said, my sister is telling me every day how many people at the bottom of the South Island, little town of about 58,000, how many are injured, how many have died. Invercargill is where one of the biggest sites was. And I don't know if you've talked this morning about the clusters. You may have before I came on.
No, I know. We've reported for 2 years. They send hot doses to certain areas.
Yep. But what Invercargill shows is massive clusters, Alex. One cluster of 51 people, all jabbed on the same day and all dead now. That kind of evidence, you show us the Ministry
of Health. No, that's range finding. They're testing different doses, yes.
Look, we all just want one thing. Show us the data. It's our data. It's the people's data. If it's safe and effective, and the Prime Minister Luxon said on morning news the other day, it is anonymized, and it is, then put it out in the public and let the public decide. I don't even have the data. Barry was so careful. I didn't want it, and he didn't give it to me. I don't have names of people. I'm not interested in that. I went over it for 8 weeks with that good man. We worked on this for 8 weeks with great people around the world.
All right, let's go and stay there. Let's talk about where this goes next. And, you know, I love the whistleblower because he's not even worried about himself. But this is just insane. I mean, this is the globalist takeover. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beach is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening. Do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years, because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1-5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract using Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic, you turned to the now High Chancellor, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. But if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, together we shall give them a fifth of November that shall never, ever be fought.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
It has been said millions of times because it's true. History repeats itself. If I try to get into the crimes of Big Pharma, which has its roots 200 years ago in the neo-eugenics movement of the 1830s and 40s in England, it would take 1,000 years. But remember Bayer Pharmaceutical in France, Canada, the U.S., and Australia. Those are just the countries that file criminal charges. Knowingly, in the 1990s, Bill Clinton was heavily involved, shipped out blood and factor VIII products, concentrated blood, with platelets. Every injection was a guaranteed lethal injection of HIV and multiple hepatitis. And it came out in court documents that they knew and said there's too many hemophiliacs, get rid of them. Now, this is a microcosm of what they've now done. They like it. It's not that they don't care. They like it. Liz Gunn, you got interrupted by the break here. Your lawyer, former national talk show host, fighting this tyranny at freenz.org, freenz.org. And the numbers the whistleblowers put out match per capita what we see around the world. And I go back to the Streisand effect. I've already harped on this twice in the last 3 hours, but last 2.5 hours. But don't they know doing this backfires? But they're desperate. And so there's so many facets, so many angles, so many other areas to this. And they're trying new rollouts and new viral scares. You're a smart lady. I watch you all the time and seen you for years battling in New Zealand with Jacinda Ardern saying, you know, don't listen to anybody but me. We're the only source of truth. She's now the WEF UN head censor. I mean, you can't make this up. She's the head of Ministry of Truth. I'm going to try to shut up and give you the floor to really just talk about whatever else you want to impart to people.
Jacinda Ardern, Americans, is, I think, working at Harvard. And do you know there was a survey a few months ago of the least trusted universities in America? And I think Harvard headed that, or the ones that are least trusted to tell the people the truth. She is a Goebbels for the world stage. And I believe she was a fabricated figure, fabricated in the sense that we had this big Christchurch massacre and whatever happened there. I don't know the full story. No New Zealanders do, but a lot of us are curious. It certainly propelled her onto the world stage as this compassionate figure, so loving. So I'll tell you the contrast when I first fell to Jacinda Ardern's dupe. So she would cry and put on the scarves and hug the Muslims and went around the world. It was on a big tower in the UAE, in the United Arab Emirates somewhere. Fame and, oh, she's so beautiful and kind. Well, I tell you, with the rollout, I did an interview with a 24-year-old girl, Casey Hodgkinson, early on. She was in a wheelchair. She was shaking, neurological damage, massive physical pain. Felt like there were knives in her knees. Already you could see that the damage was just shooting around her young body. She was beautiful. She's like an angel, Casey. And I finished that interview, Alex, and I went, well, that's done and dusted. We'll just send that to all the politicians, and none of them will want this to go on because it really appealed to your heart as well as logic, saying, no, this isn't working. This is not right. Not one politician replied to anybody who sent that video to them. Not one politician showed any care, but the leader of our party turned away. And I went, ah, so was the woman who had the scarf on and the tears for the Muslims the real Jacinda? Or was this hard, cruel person going, I don't give a damn about a 24-year-old whose life is ruined? Is that the real Jacinda? And that means the other one was an act. And then that was when it started to click, Alex. Have we got a monster at the helm? If so, who's behind her? And then you dive in, you start researching, and you see there is a whole plot here around tyranny, trying to get the few with nothing. And actually, Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, said that. You'll own nothing and you will be happy. But we won't, Klaus. And we want to own things just like you greedy few want to. So the dupe is up. We don't like your plan. We don't like Agenda 2030. We don't believe in the climate rot, many of us now, any more than we now believe that there was a pandemic and in the whole COVID-19 rot. We see you as fakes. It's back to the Wizard of Oz. So stop it. Just enough. This is not the world we want. And here's the rub, Alex. If a leader of a country knowingly risks public health, then I believe they should be subject to being brought back to their country to determine the extent of their liability. And that actually is in a very good article by a UK, I picked it up on Twitter, Jim Ferguson. I'd suggest everybody follow his very good lines of articles about New Zealand at the moment. But that is the rub. As a lawyer, I see that too. There's been a risk to New Zealand's public health. Bring her back. Let's cross-examine her in the public forum. And also, to that end, we must have the information that our whistleblower, our brave, heroic whistleblower, Barry, put out via me. We must have that in the public domain for everybody to be able to look at it. And what's the problem? It's anonymous. And the Ministry of Health, thank goodness, is telling us it's all showing it's safe and effective. So no problem. Let us check it out, the people of New Zealand. It's our data. It's paid for by us, the taxpayers. Why would they keep it from us like this? And why would they persecute this brave man? I'll tell you one other thing, Alex, before I go back to you. We offered to Barry a safe house here in New Zealand. I've been in one for the last few days in the bush. We offered him a couple of those, and we offered him a safe house overseas. He said, no, I will go home, and I will stand, and I will meet whatever comes to me. That is a man who has done this for the right reason. There is privacy law. That's something to be protected. But the greater importance, the greater thing to protect is you must have a right to expose criminality in those who are at the helm of your country. And that is the much more important duty. And he has executed that duty admirably.
Beautifully said. But when you actually read the globalist documents they want to depopulate us, they've made the decision. And we have to make the decision to research what they've done and say no to it. And I don't want to come here with all this horrible news, but I'm not the one that did it. You didn't do it. We just have to admit this is the world we live in, a covert, Malthusian, horrible corporate power grab that just sees us as animals to be gotten rid of because they've already bought the world up through fraud. And instead of them going to prison like Bernie Madoff, they plan to get rid of us in the collapse and euthanize everybody. And it's just not going to work. And I think they do start to realize, I've seen some of their internal leaks that have come out, they realize that this isn't going the way they thought it would, and it's not. It's like a caricature, Klaus Schwab. We penetrate the governments, you own nothing, you love it, you eat the bugs. People think, James Bond villains are based on his dad. People say, why is he looking at James Bond? Because it's based on him. And so they have this incredible arrogance because they're in their own bubble, but that arrogance will be their downfall.
And I'd add there, you know, the Clintons, Obama, who was one of the most murderous, I think the most murderous president ever.
Hold on, Liz,
we
got to go to break. We weren't running music. I got to go to your final segment. You're amazing. Come back. We can't wait to talk to you. I can't skip all these breaks, though, because the stations are the ones that pick the show. We're supposed to run these. I skip almost all the network breaks now, but some are local. We'll be right back with Liz Gunn. Stay with us. Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, and so you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, get a signed or unsigned copy, it's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better, Knockout? What's better, Down and Out?
what's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now. If you ever take one piece of my advice, it's get a bottle of X2. It's been sold out for over a year because we wouldn't cut corners and because it's so hard to produce. We finally have a limited run back in supply at InfoWarsStore.com. So many people have serious issues. Look up the UN's own numbers. Billions have cognitive disabilities because they do not have true nascent iodine in their bodies. Most other iodine is bound to other heavy metals or bound to other elements, so you don't download it. But this is pure atomic certified iodine. X2 is now back in stock, discounted. So I'm giving Thanksgiving right now for this product being here. It funds the InfoWar, but I guarantee you, you take this for a few weeks, you will feel the difference. It is amazing. It's the missing link. X2, back in stock at the end of 2023 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I've read Aristotle, I've read Plato, I've read Julius Caesar, I've read Adolf Hitler, I've read Mao Zedong, I've read Nietzsche, I read a lot. And when you study history, you realize there's a survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, that ruled the country 125 years ago. And they believe if they're not killing people and dominating and deciding who lives and who dies, they're not Ubermen or Supermen. Hitler was just an aberration of these guys. So when this doesn't make sense to you, that just wants to go home and see your wife and children or your husband and children and just want to go to church and have a job and, you know, go fishing, well, you're not mentally ill, psychotic. But they do, and they talk about it. So I'm sorry to have to report to you this is going on. I wish it wasn't true, but it is. And things are going to get progressively darker as we go along with these people. So Liz Gunn, you got cut off by the break getting into the Great Awakening and what else is going on. I want to give you the next 6-7 minutes to have the floor to make any other points you want to over 2 million live viewers, probably about 5 million people that will watch this later. So you're talking to 7 million people right now. What do you want to say to them?
Thank you. I started a political party, Alex, 11 weeks out from the election. I thought that the people could take over from the politicians. I loathe politicians. We called ourselves representatives. We said we must have two things. We must not want to be in politics, service. It's not about us, not about power. It's about service. And we must listen to the people. And to that end, we were thinking of referenda and all sorts of ways to listen to what the people want. Of course, the results in the election were interesting, to say the least. And that goes into those voting machines that you're looking at in America. I won't go into that. We didn't focus on it. We said we'll double down, get more people with us. So that's nzloyal.org. And if you can support NZ Loyal, that keeps us going. It also helps at Free NZ Media to help our journalism. And that's on the Rumble channel too. Apart from that, I want to say a fundamental principle, and I wrote this down as well, of a democracy and the rule of law is that no individual, regardless of their status, is above being held accountable. And that includes the high priestess of the World Economic Forum, Jacinda Ardern, and her mentor, our previous Prime Minister, Helen Clark, who was so ambitious, Alex, that one day when I was doing a morning program, I had her in the green room. It was on mainstream media. This was 20 years ago. And the floor manager came running in and said, "We don't have a guest. Helen is sobbing." And I said, "What's happened?" She said, another woman, Jenny Shipley, has rolled the previous prime minister and is now the first female prime minister of New Zealand. This was 20 years ago. And she will not now be the first female prime minister of our country. That's Helen Clark. Now, this story is relevant because the ambition of someone like that.
It shows what insane narcissists they are. It's all about them, not service.
Total narcissism.
She should be happy a woman is the first prime minister.
Who cares? Who cares? It all passes. Sic transit gloria mundi. Thus passeth the glory of the world, my father used to say. Don't have ego. Don't have hubris. Serve your country. Stand up for your country. But these people are such narcissists. And she went on to have the narcissism to want to head the UN. And I believe in doing that and rising through that squalid, corrupted place. She said, "Hey, I don't mind my country being a petri dish for all your plans. Let's put up New Zealand. Let's test on them." Well, New Zealand, I say to you now, you must awaken and let us be the opposite, the example to the world of a country that says no more in unison.
I get so many comments like, why do we care about Germany or New Zealand or wherever? It's the same New World Order. It's like if Martians attacked France, we'd care because we're next. It's an attack on all of us.
Absolutely. And if we could come together, because there are some forces trying to undermine all the time the unity, if we could unify and imagine the world we want to create, Alex, for those children you talked about, my grandchild, we could show the world it's possible. But we have to stop this horrible division and nastiness and jealousy that I've been subject to and come together and say, for the right reasons, we now demand the Ministry of Health put up the data. We demand that Barry be hailed, as Andrew Bridgen in the UK said, as a hero. He is a hero for standing up. And I know this because I'll tell you what, he is gaining zero from doing this. Zero.
I asked him about what do you got as a backup plan. He has nothing, but here's the bottom line. We all hang together, we hang separate, as Thomas Jefferson said, or this is Benjamin Franklin, but that's where we are. And you have these global corporations that see us as numbers. And if we act like numbers, we become numbers. We need to stop submitting. And that's what you are doing. That's what we're all doing. We've got our own whistleblowers over here. And they fear, the globalists fear more whistleblowers.
I loved your call out the other day. I heard it. We need whistleblowers from everywhere, particularly the funeral directors around the world. Stop being cowards. I had one candidate who's a funeral director, and his boss tried to absolutely silence him. I rang the boss and I said, "Please don't worry about the trolls, the government trolls on your website. Just honor this man who's telling the truth of working on 20-year-olds with massive clots, and he's seeing them in the dead bodies. And it's making him go home and sob, this whistleblower, this funeral director friend of mine." And his boss said, "I just want the trolls to go away." And I said to him, "When you were at school and you tried to appease a school bully, did the bullying get worse? Or did it get better when you appeased?" There was silence, Alex. You see, these people are just bullies, and bullies are cowards. They're weak, self-serving, narcissistic, psychopathic bullies in the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, and the United Nations. All three are totally corrupt. And we all need to push our politicians locally to pull out of these world bodies. They should have no rule over our own country's sovereignty. The World Health Organization pandemic run by Bill Gates is a total nonsense. If another illness comes, make sure you are healthy. Take Alex's supplements. Make sure your own terrain in your body is as healthy as you can be, with enough sleep, with good diet, with good supplements, with plenty of good, healthy water with no fluoride in. You'll get through things, but don't give in to their ridiculous fear. I was cross with myself for giving into fear the other day when I thought the cops will come and hurt me again. I'm not fearful, Alex.
No, but you were smart to elude them so you keep speaking. So don't take trying to avoid the enemy's attacks. Like the enemy's firing artillery at you, and you know, move away from it. That's not fear. That's common sense. Liz Gunn, we love you. We appreciate it. People can follow you at freenz.org. Thank you so much. And let's continue to focus on this. And I want to let great whistleblowers like Barry Young know, because he was like, I haven't thought about money. I'm going to lose my job. I'm like, well, we need whistleblowers to know they're going to be championed. Who cares about football players or cricket players or any of this? We need to champion the men and women that tell the truth. Thank you so much, Liz.
Thank you. And if people can put into nzloyal.org, if you can contribute, we'll also make money go from that to Barry and his wonderful wife. And it will help us keep going. I thank you, Alex. Is Owen Schroyer okay, Alex? How is he?
They put him in solitary confinement for the last month and a half. And now they say on the Federal Register he's released Friday, I think, because there's a congressional investigation. The Speaker of the House is in his district where he isn't. The Speaker was going to go there next week, so they're releasing him Friday because the word is that the Speaker was going to be off and was going to go to the prison. So only because the Speaker of the House was going to go there, they're saying he's being released on Friday. That shows the power of pressure. Thank you so much, Liz.
There's another hero. I think of him every day. He interviewed me on Baby Will. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right. We've got the local journalists that helped break all of this, along with Liz Gunn, taking over next hour with Maria Z from Australia. So look for Counterspin Media to be taking over. It's been 2 hours since I plugged. And if I plugged every segment, we'd have plenty of money. It's true. But I get so obsessed with covering news. Keep knocking my clip off here in my earpiece. I get so obsessed with covering news. I skip the breaks. I skip the ads and everything. Please go now to InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Store-wide free shipping. Biggest sale of the year. Do your Christmas shopping there. Support freedom. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 back in stock. Selling out. Turbo Force 10-hour clean energy. Back in stock. Selling out. And all that stuff keeps free speech and InfoWars on the air. That's wonderful. Do that. Plus, they're great products. But the court has said, oh, yeah, Jones can get part of the money from his book sales. So that's what's paying my legal bills, and the court ruled out to pay half of them. So the real chink in the armor is I'm $2 million+ in the hole, and the judge has still said they're not increasing my salary, which only pay half the legal bills, but we're allowed to sell the books. So it's like a game. Like, well, you can't have any of this, but if you do this, so go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a signed or unsigned copy. The signed are like $100 because I need the money to take it on the globalist here. You get a signed copy, you know you were in the fight. Get a signed copy of The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. InfoWarsStore.com, get The Great Awakening signed or unsigned. I want to thank you all that did do it. If you can't afford the signed one, get the regular one. I get some of the money there, like $7 or something. The point is, I'm fighting hard, folks. I'll never give up, but I can give out without your help. Get The Great Awakening, InfoWarsStore.com. What would you do if there was a tyrannical, totalitarian world government taking over whose plan was to kill 90% of the world population, and they were already beginning to do it? You would rally against it, you would fight it. And that's what we're doing. This is the reality of 2023. That's why I want to thank listeners and viewers for your last year's support, and want to encourage you now more than ever to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, to take clips and share it from the broadcast, and to buy products that enrich your life at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the signed or unsigned copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Renaissance. Twice as long as my last book, incredibly powerful, signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X2 finally back in stock after over a year. InfoWarsStore.com. We have Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock, and a bunch of other great products as well. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there. Fund the InfoWar and get great products all at the same time. Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2, X2, X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2, back in stock right now, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from Z Media, continuing this important, crucial, groundbreaking coverage on the most important story in the world right now. Out of New Zealand, we're joined now by Hannah Spearer from Counterspin Media, who, let me just say, has done such an incredible job, whether it be on air or behind the scenes. I've been dealing with Hannah, you know, on multiple occasions over the past 3 years, and she's just such a person of integrity, such a hard worker, and has done an incredible job on this story from New Zealand, on Barry Young, working with Liz Gunn. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure, Maria. Thanks for having me on.
It's wonderful to see you. Well, Hannah, I think, you know, very important to continue this coverage and do so from all angles. And what I really want to talk to you about today is the importance of more whistleblowers coming forward. I also want to talk about, you know, the incredible cost that something like this story comes with, but how it's worth it. And I guess from your perspective, why it was so important to get this story out, why it's important to keep it alive. So, you know, please take it away, Hannah.
Look, I think the most important thing is for people on our side, no matter which organization they're part of, no matter which alternative media they're part of, when a story like this comes to light, that we all support it and we all amplify it and we all amplify each other. We don't have to necessarily agree on every single thing all the time, but getting messages out when people are down, supporting whistleblowers who are risking everything. I mean, I don't know why anyone wouldn't support this story. People are often a lot very hesitant to get behind something like this when it comes out. But Liz Gunn, you know, she does her due diligence. She's very thorough. We looked at the information as well. We tried very hard to get it overseas for a long time. But, I mean, of course people are hesitant. They need to know that it's legitimate. But as soon as, you know, the experts looked at it, they were willing to run with it, and then people like Steve Kirsch picked it up, and it's gone around the world now. So that's all I can say is don't get into personal politics, party politics, personality issues. When the truth is there, we've all got to get behind it.
Yes, I note, and I agree with you, Hannah. People need to be looking over everything that comes out with a fine tooth comb. And I note that there have been a couple of people who initially gave their assessment and said, well, I'm not really so sure about this particular aspect of the data. I'm still looking into it. One particular user on X spoke to Steve and said, right, well, I'm having another look now. I understand the paper dose system, how it works now, and why this data is so crucial. So I really do encourage everyone to have a look at Steve Kirsch's Substack, where he has explained all of this. And I actually just did an interview as well with a former Pfizer employee, Karen Kingston, who spoke about the paper dose system. And having worked in Big Pharma, that interview's up on zmedia.com. So her having worked for Big Pharma and worked for Pfizer explained how these systems actually work. And so I do encourage everyone to have a look at that, because that will explain specifically the paper dose system.
Yeah, and I mean, Barry did actually make that clear in the initial video that this is only one data set. This is only one paper dose set. There's obviously a number of these in New Zealand and around the world, so he didn't have access to all of those, so it wasn't going to be the entire New Zealand population and all their jab history. But, of course, like you say, yeah, there's a paper dose system, and it is obviously has to be very accurate because, you know, people need to get paid, there's money changing hands, and, you know, that's the way business goes, I guess. It's costing a lot of lives, and I'm just so glad that this information is out there. It started a massive discussion. There's been a lot of controversy around it. Controversy is good at this point because it makes people look at the data. People want to say it's fake. People want to say that Barry is, you know, controlled opposition, or Liz Gunn is not legitimate. Okay, all these things can get thrown out there. But the more people question, the better. And eventually, hopefully, if they've got actually real discernment, they will see this information for what it is. They'll see Barry is genuine. They'll see that Liz is genuine. We're genuine.
We've got to go to break, Hannah. We've got to go to break. Stay with me. We'll continue on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back. We're here with Hannah Spira from Counterspin Media. I want to say, Hannah, before this data came out, I actually interviewed Liz and she told me this is going to be whopping. I personally have not seen any, you know, private information of anyone. I was never provided with that. I've seen what everyone else has seen and what I know, having dealt with you and Liz in the background, is that immense, immense care was taken to protect patient data. I had a user on X say, you know, oh, is private data was released. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. This is why this coverage today is so, so crucial on InfoWars. You'll hear it here first. You'll hear it accurately here, because the media will do whatever they can to cast doubt into the minds of the population. But I want to ask you, Hannah, from the New Zealand population, apart from the few that are believing the mainstream media, do you believe that this is, you know, spreading across the people? Are people starting to ask questions? Are more people joining the fight?
Look, I personally believe that more people are joining the fight each and every day. I mean, you know, I've been watching Alex for years. For years, I felt like I was alone. After COVID hit, boom, it's been like a landslide. So many people, like snowball effect. People have been waking up, you know, en masse. I would like to think that this is going to have a massive effect on people actually looking at information, understanding it. There are people in the mainstream or on the edges of the mainstream talking about it now, again, trying to dismiss it. You know, they always call us cookers or conspiracy theorists. But eventually, you know, these people are going to have to look back and say, hey, you guys have been right from day one. And the real main thing is now is that people who are fully awake, even if it's, you know, just the 3.5%, whatever, these are the people on the margins that make the real difference. We don't need to wait for the mass. We don't need to wait for the wobbly middle to wake up, because if the 3.5% get up off their butts and put up enough pressure on our politicians, if we email Winston Peters, our Deputy Prime Minister, en masse, we put enough pressure on this new government, it doesn't take, you know, the whole population to wake up to actually enact real change.
Yes, I agree with you. And I think that sharing the information, I note that, you know, I put out Liz's video on Instagram where she gave the first update after Barry had been arrested, and the number of New Zealanders tagging Winston Peter's in the comments was fantastic to see. You know, we need to be screaming for these politicians to look at this data. It's very simple. You know, what Barry said with Alex earlier is crucial for everyone to understand. He tried to get politicians to respond to this. He sent it to them. He tried to do the right thing as an employee and say, hey, we've got a safety signal here. We need, someone needs to look at this. And so when you have every single person that's responsible in the country for the people of that country refusing to address a crime, refusing to address the death of their own citizens and why it's happening, what other choice do people have other than to appeal to the public? And so right now, the public has the information. It's their information. Now they need to en masse put pressure on the media, the leaders. Would you agree, Hannah?
Oh, absolutely. And I do want to clarify a couple of points here, Maria, because people are trying to criticize Barry and, you know, say that he didn't follow, you know, protocol as a whistleblower. Well, here you go, everybody. He's done the right thing. He's talked to his employers. He's gone to every single MP. What other choice did he have but to go public? Secondly, they're saying that, you know, Liz Gunn was unprofessional in terms of she pressured Barry and somehow didn't take great care in actually facilitating his public appearance. It was only at the very last minute that he actually decided to put his face on camera and basically man up, stand by what he's doing and not be a coward and not hide in the shadows. Everybody's saying, oh, he should have stayed anonymous. Why? Anonymity is over. It is time to stand by who you really are, stand up and be counted, because if they come after Barry, who are they going to come after next, Maria? You and I, the next whistleblower. But the more people that stand up, the more voices that are out there, it's strength in numbers at this point.
Well, it's very easy from the sidelines to say it should have been done this way or it should have been done that way. And I understand that people, you know, have very strong opinions, and critical thinkers will always clash with one another because we are free thinking individuals. And so I appreciate that about us. But I think that, you know, looking at this situation, having spoken with both you and Liz offline and, you know, knowing how much effort has gone into this and with Steve's help and everything, I think that people have done the best that they can, the absolute best that they can with what they've got when they are being ignored, when Barry has been ignored by politicians, when Barry has been ignored by the higher ups, trying desperately to warn them that something is very, very wrong. And we're seeing footage on the screen right now as we're talking, Hannah, of all of these people dropping, you know, these are, look, masked up and dropping, and no investigation happened after that. Oh, well, you know, there's all these coincidences. Children are dying. People are, we have got elite athletes dropping on the field. Look at this. Heart attack after heart attack after heart attack. I've got an interview coming later this week with a pilot who's decided to blow the whistle, Hannah, with a pilot who said, over 200% increase in Mayday calls around the world. This is not normal.
No, it's absolutely gaslighting at this point. These people in positions of power are absolute psychopaths. And, you know, the middle management, the lower level kind of minions, they're all just too scared. They're just getting their paycheck. You know, they don't want to lose their kind of comforts in life. And that's how they keep everybody locked in the system. That's how they keep everybody staying silent. But this is a great example. You know, Barry has thrown caution into the wind. He's actually knows what's right. And this is the big point, is that what another part of the psychological operation is that they're constantly trying to cut you off from your own conscience, because we all have a conscience that's in us from birth, connected to God, however you want to look at it. And we all know right from wrong. And as soon as we wake up to the fact that this global mass genocide is actually going on, we need to actually do something and get the courage and speak up. So, you know, I take my hat off to that pilot. I saw some crazy article about, you know, somehow farts are now killing people suddenly. Like, this is becoming a joke. If people can't see these headlines, you know, tea bags or TV or climate change, all cause of sudden death syndrome, it's Surely someone's playing games with us, Maria. This can't be serious.
I think it's the ultimate IQ test of the population, and anyone who is falling for some of these headlines right now, you know, sleeping too much could cause sudden death. You know, these are the types of headlines that I've seen. And so I want everyone to really take stock of the fact that every time you see one of these headlines, it's in an effort to cover up, because the mainstream media is working with the establishment. It's in an effort to cover up data that Barry has brought forward. Think about that, because he is someone like him, and he's not the only one, by the way. I interviewed Steve Kirsch many, many months ago when he got leaked data out of an Israeli Ministry of Health meeting where there were experts in that Zoom call, and I've got the footage, I've published it, experts on that Zoom call telling the Israeli Ministry of Health, we have a serious safety signal here, something has gone very wrong with these injections, and there was a cover-up followed that particular Zoom meeting. Steve and I interviewed right afterwards. We aired the footage. We showed the world there is a cover up happening at the Israeli Ministry of Health. We now have the New Zealand Ministry of Health. And by the way, they haven't said that the data is not legitimate. So the cover up's different in this instance. They have admitted that the data is legitimate. It's just that they don't like that he's put it out.
Yep, that's right. The mainstream media acknowledged Barry. They did try and downplay his authority, you know, that he's not a medical expert. He's not, you know, familiar with vaccines and that kind of thing. But, yeah, it's definitely legitimate. It's definitely out there now. And, you know, the public is aware of this story. They keep trying to, of course, bring it back to Barry being a misinformation bringer. You know, there's nothing to see here, folks. And journalists in New Zealand.
Hannah,
really?
We've got to go to break. We've got to go to break. I want to continue on that particular point right after we come back because it's so crucial. Don't go anywhere.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level, and I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing your articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beats is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening. Do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels, and what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139, and Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. What would you do if there was a tyrannical, totalitarian world government taking over whose plan was to kill 90% of the world population, and they were already beginning to do it? You would rally against it, you would fight it. And that's what we're doing. This is the reality of 2023. I just want to thank listeners and viewers for your last year's support and want to encourage you now more than ever to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, to take clips and share it from the broadcast, and to buy products that enrich your life at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the signed or unsigned copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. Twice as long as my last book, incredibly powerful, signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X2 finally back in stock after over a year, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock, and a bunch of other great products as well. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there. Fund the InfoWar, get great products all at the same time.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Right before the break, Hannah from Counterspin Media was talking about these accusations of Barry Young, the brave whistleblower from New Zealand who has sparked an absolute wildfire worldwide. I really hope people are not underestimating the power of what Barry has done. And we're going to talk about whistleblowers in a moment. But Hannah, you were saying that the media is charging him, you know, with misinformation. And it's just simply a ridiculous label at this point, because the man has brought actual data. The government has admitted to the fact that this is their own data. How could it possibly be misinformation?
Oh, exactly. And it's a typical way that journalists in New Zealand operate. You know, most journalists in New Zealand don't actually have any control really about the angles of their stories. We know it's the producers, the executives. A lot of our media is owned offshore. And of course, most of your audience and the InfoWars audience knows that, you know, there's six corporations worldwide that own the media. They pick out the talking points on a daily basis, send it around the world. And, you know, at a grassroots level, it sticks to the narrative. And faith in New Zealand media is well below 40% now. No one actually trusts the mainstream media. Winston Peters, to his credit, did actually call out the bribery and the corruption of the media within the first few days of him becoming the Deputy Prime Minister. It gave a lot of people hope. Now he needs to take it to the next step, and he needs to actually look at this data. He needs to take it seriously, and he needs to open up a COVID inquiry that has wide terms of references. It looks at the deaths, the adverse reactions. It's not just going to be a whitewash and play lip service, because we know that that is what the majority of Royal Commission of Inquiries do here in New Zealand. They never actually really get to the bottom of it. They simply say, you know, looking at how can we do things better next time, rather than actually holding people accountable. And this is a big difference. There is a massive crime that has been committed here. It actually needs to be a criminal investigation, and these people do need to be held accountable. We do need justice in this country, like around the world, and we cannot let these people get away with it, because they will be laughing in our faces if we don't actually do the right thing and hold trials, put all the evidence out, and then actually lock them away forever, basically. Let them all rot and die in jail, as far as I'm concerned.
Look, Hannah, I agree with you. Humanity has a really, really important opportunity here. This is an opportunity. Barry has put himself on the line to present humanity with this opportunity. And so I can say, without giving too much detail, I can say that multiple politicians around the world are looking at this data. And so there is absolutely that people are paying attention. And what this data has done is provided every single country. Every country can use this information to then go back to their own, you know, their own government, their own parliaments, their own senates, Congress, and spark an inquiry in their own countries. Because the reality is if the data is this in New Zealand, it's going to be the same everywhere else. Or at bare minimum, we'll find that New Zealanders were targeted differently to other countries, but I don't think so because the excess death rates are the same in every single country. I don't mean the same numbers. What I mean is the absolute spike in excess deaths has happened in every country that's highly injected right after the rollout. You cannot deny this. You're right. There's a crime. The criminals need to be held accountable. And more people are starting to call for that. And I think that the pressure needs to be there. I want to quickly say, Hannah, as well, I really want to do this because very early on in the piece, did an Instagram live. It was just an Instagram live. 300 odd people were tuned in at the time. But I did a call out for whistleblowers, doctors and nurses to come out and tell the truth one day. And I was livid. I was so angry, frothing at the mouth at the camera and just saying, you are just as complicit as those who are doing this to humanity. If you don't speak, you're a coward. You're weak. You're pathetic and every other name under the sun. I had a call from a doctor after that live. And that doctor said to me, I've not been able to sleep since I watched your Instagram live. I can't live with myself. Right now, I'm staying silent because I have people coming into my clinic and my colleagues are telling them to get more injections after they've had an adverse reaction. And so I'm trying desperately to save these patients' lives and tell them do not get any more COVID injections. But when the time comes for me to speak, I'll let you know. A few months later, and I don't want to give away the doctor's identity because I don't have permission to share that particular story. But a few months later, that doctor said to me, I can't live with myself. I can't look at myself in the mirror. I can't sleep. I have to come forward. And now that doctor has joined an alliance of freedom doctors in Australia and is speaking. The point of me telling that story was, I know that there will be, intel agencies, authorities, and other professionals that are watching this interview, Hannah, that are watching InfoWars, that have watched Barry's interview, and Liz's interview today. And I'm telling you the same thing. I hope that you cannot live with yourself every single morning when you look in the mirror, intel agencies, every single day when you wake up and look at your spouse, what you see looking back at you is the fraud that you are presenting yourself to the world as, unless you join with this brave whistleblower. And someone said to me, Hannah, not everyone's in a position to put their lives on the line. Imagine if every single three-letter agency, every single Fed, every single doctor, everyone right now came out and said, enough is enough.
It just wouldn't stand anymore. If everyone just said no, which is the most powerful word in the English language, this whole thing would crumble. And I can speak from personal experience, Maria, before this whole COVID, during COVID initially, I was an at-home child carer. I had my own business. And then they started mandating childhood workers in kindergartens and even the home-based child carers. And I could see exactly what was coming down the line. I had to actually fold my business because I wasn't going to take the jab. I would rather be homeless on the street before I inject myself with some sort of poison that is actually actively there to kill me. And I had to make that really hard decision. And, I moved in with Calvin. We were in a relationship. So we combined our forces. We started Counterspin. We put everything into it that we had. We didn't ask for any donations in the beginning because we felt like it was the right thing to do. And I truly had got to a place in my life personally, and this is everyone's own personal journey of how they get there and when they get there. But I got to a point where I could not live with myself if I didn't speak out. And in the early days, I was just behind the scenes because I still had the business and I had to use a pseudonym because I obviously knew that the trolls would come after me. All these fake accounts that are obviously three-letter agents online that will try and destroy your reputation. So then when they brought in the vaccines for the children here in New Zealand, that was my line in the sand. And I just thought, what the hell? I'm going to throw caution into the wind. I put my face out there, put my real name out there. And now Calvin and I have an 8-month-old son. I really want to do this for him so that he can actually look back. And hopefully we get through all this mess in 10 or 20 years time and he can actually say, my mum and dad stood up. They did the right thing. They didn't cower. And we are living on the good graces of people. I mean, we certainly don't, make a wage. We don't even make enough money to pay bills at this point. You know, we're really limping along. We've got this massive court case hanging over our heads.
We've got to go to break. I'm sorry to cut you off mid-sentence, but we've got to go to break. Stay with us. We'll be right back shortly.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products. And for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, and so you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beach is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there, my new book, The Great Awakening, do your Christmas shopping there, get great products and fund the InfoWar, thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are back here with Hannah Spira from Counterspin Media, who just before the break was talking about the incredible cost that speaking out and doing the right thing comes at. but that it's worth it. And so, I mean, I have to agree, you know, I can never go back to my former career, but I would never, ever want to be doing anything else other than reporting the truth to humanity and in this battle for humanity. So I'm asking everyone to support Counterspin Media. They've got a channel here on band.video. They've also got their own media outlet. Go support, share their stuff, and don't let the efforts of good people become futile. You, the public, the judges in the court of today are the ones who can make the difference. Yes, media puts out the information. Yes, media does the groundwork, but then it is the foot soldiers out there that talk to people on the ground, that talk to people in the supermarket, that are able to share all over social media, make things viral. Who do you think made it viral? I thanked everyone in Telegram recently because I put out a few links. Hey, you can find Liz's post, Liz's update on this platform, this platform, this platform. Please go and share. And within, you know, a matter of 2 hours, it went absolutely viral. That is thanks to the public, the court of public opinion that said this is important. The world needs to know about it. So please continue to elevate and amplify the things that matter. This is how you support independent media, by getting the truth out there. I'm personally the most satisfied when I know that people have heard the truth. Hannah, back to you.
Thanks for that, Maria. Yeah, that is exactly it. People need to share the information at least. That's the least anybody can do. The toll that we are paying, personally, I do want to actually link this now to Barry and his story, because we actually have the same lawyer, Matthew Haig from Frontline Lawyer. He's a great guy. He won the case here in New Zealand to ensure that the police and the defence force didn't have to be mandated into having the jab. So he's backing us in our case. We have actually been charged with sharing objectionable material because we dared to share a link to a documentary over in the UK. We shared a UK website link, and this documentary at the time was not actually deemed objectionable. It was discussing the Christchurch mosque attack here in New Zealand that happened back in March 2019. Lots of questions around that. And again, it's all in the best interest of the public that this information comes out, because the public deserves to know. Just like what Barry's done, putting information out that has now had an injunction placed upon it by the Ministry of Health, and it's being actually taken off the internet as fast as anybody can upload it, this data set. And it's just like the mosque shooting, that initial live video stream obviously was censored, but anybody who wants to share even now a link to a documentary that shows snippets of that live is now facing 14 years, as we are. And, you know, and I have to actually agree with Liz. Like, to be honest, on Sunday when Barry was arrested, and because we have been sharing the story, we have been really supportive of Liz and trying to get this out, I was a little bit fearful. I actually thought that, you know, the police might be knocking on our door again, because we were raided last August. We had over 20 police come, some of them armed, with no notice, just completely raid us, arrest us, you know, and I'm facing 4 charges, not only objectionable material, but resisting arrest, not providing passwords to all our equipment. They've taken all our equipment. They've still not given it back. We have been in court probably almost, 10 times now, and we've also got a third member of the Counterspin team that has been arrested. And, you know, we've probably had to pay over $50,000 now in court case costings. And this could go on for a long time, but this is what this tyrannical state of New Zealand does. Jacinda Ardern is leading the front on the assault on free speech with the Christchurch call. That is one of the massive things that came out of it when she met in Paris with the officials from around the world, not only political, but also in the tech industry. They are shutting free speech down. They are using the Christchurch mosque attack as the prime example of hate speech. And if you even try and talk about this issue, you're Islamophobic, you're a hater. No, we are not. We have Islamic friends. It's nothing about race. It's nothing about religion, nothing about colored people's skins. It's simply about getting the truth out, because there's a lot of questions around the mosque attack that The government doesn't want you to find out about it. The media is certainly not asking the questions, and we are simply journalists that want to bring the truth to the people. And we've made our peace. We're willing to do what it takes. You know, they can censor us online. They can start threatening us. They can actually take away our financial opportunities. And then, you know, they can ruin our reputations and take us out physically if they want. But, hey, be my guest, you know. What's the worst they can do is get me off this planet. We're living in a prison planet anyway. I'd much rather it's in some ways. I don't want to jinx myself, but who knows what happens after this lifetime. So, you know, I'm not afraid.
Well, you know, Hannah, as someone who has faith in Jesus, I don't fear leaving this earth, but it's certainly not something I want to be doing anytime soon. You know, we have a lot of work to do for humanity here. And so, I know that Jacinda Ardern has been using what happened at the Christchurch mosque. In fact, she used it as a justification inside a UN meeting. I've spoken about this meeting before. She used it as a justification to target online hate speech and misinformation. And what happened was that she actually said in that UN meeting that we are at war. Governments are at war with the people of the world. This is something that plays on, it's actually in one of our ads. It's one of Z Media's ads constantly talking about the globalists have declared war on the people of the world. It's based on that speech that Jacinda Ardern gave at the United Nations, where she said, we, the governments, are at war with those who disagree with us. And every single world leader in that room got up and gave her a standing ovation. They agreed that they are at war with us. So my question is, people, you know, and this is a rhetorical question, what do you do when people declare war on you? If they've declared an information war, we're fighting that information war. You know, if they've declared that you are a threat because they're at war with you, then you must consider them a threat.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've got, I think we've got two bail conditions now. One is to, you know, let the state know where we reside. And the other one is basically not to incite a civil war. So, you know, this is exactly what they're afraid of. The people that once they wake up, they don't want the people to actually, you know, really take part in this war. They want a one-sided war where they just destroy everybody and have this whole world for themselves. I mean, it's a complete joke that they're trying to say the place is overpopulated, but they're trying to somehow make humans feel bad for being human. The whole, you know, climate change narrative is a war on carbon. Yeah, because we're the carbon and they want to get rid of us. And that it really is the Hunger Games society, as Alex Jones has talked about for years. They really simply want, you know, this, especially New Zealand. New Zealand is a playground for these elites. So many of them have hideouts here. So many of them have underground bunkers that they can come to, when they burn down the rest of the world. And, you know, New Zealanders have to wake up. What I want to say as well about New Zealand is we are so apathetic. You know, we go along to get along. We don't want to rock the boat. It's a hangover from our English roots. You know, we don't really say what we're thinking. And unfortunately, that's led to huge tall poppy syndrome, where anybody who's actually trying to stand up and do the right thing, they just chop you down. They constantly nitpick. They look at every little thing. I mean, Liz Gardner has recently experienced it in her campaign. We've been experiencing it for, you know, over 2 years. But what we have to look at is people who are doing the right thing. We've got to get behind them and actually just show our support, because not everyone has the courage to speak out, but everyone has a part to play. And, you know, we've got to actually be in this together, because otherwise we're just going to, be taken out by this war from these psychopaths.
Hannah, if we sit here and tear one another down, the people that are on the ground fighting for humanity, the ones who are orchestrating these attacks on us are absolutely laughing and enjoying themselves. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back for the final segment with Hannah after this short break.
Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, and so you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are. Another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide. My new book, The Great Awakening, get a signed or unsigned copy, it's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavly. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. So I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. What would you do if there was a tyrannical, totalitarian world government taking over whose plan was to kill 90% of the world population, and they were already beginning to do it? You would rally against it, you would fight it. And that's what we're doing. This is the reality of 2023. I just want to thank listeners and viewers for your last year's support, and want to encourage you now more than ever to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, to take clips and share it from the broadcast, and to buy products that enrich your life at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the signed or unsigned copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. Twice as long as my last book, incredibly powerful, signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X2 finally back in stock after over a year, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock, and a bunch of other great products as well. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there. Fund the InfoWar and get great products all at the same time.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
When I was in the United States recently, I visited the InfoWar studio and met some of these amazing people that work behind the scenes, got to sit down with Owen Schroyer for a full hour. And let me tell you, these are some of the most wonderful people, polite, genuine, hardworking. They care. The amount of effort that goes behind bringing the world such crucial information as you've seen today with this ongoing coverage of this story in New Zealand. It's hard to appreciate unless you've seen it for yourselves, but being someone that works in media, I can tell you, it's a lot of hard work, and this isn't me, patting myself on the back. Hannah, I'm sure would agree, it's very rare that we talk about that aspect to it. It does take a lot, but it's a joy and it's an honor. And so I'm just so honored to be part of this battle, for humanity. Z Media is something that I am incredibly proud of. I wanted to tell everyone I got my book, The Great Awakening, just the other day in the mail and signed by Alex. I ordered the signed copy, number one, because I love Alex and I think he's an absolute hero. And number two, because I want to support this broadcast. So I encourage everyone to do the same. I've got another book of Alex's on my shelf. I look for ways to support independent media. If you're in New Zealand, please support Counterspin. If you're in Australia, support Z Media. Everyone support InfoWars. Do what you can to keep the truth alive while we still can, because the day is coming. If they have their way, the day is coming where it's not only going to be illegal to speak, it's going to be illegal to think against the government. And Hannah, you said something which I didn't actually know about. Your bail conditions are that you wouldn't incite a civil war. I don't recall a time I've ever heard you inciting a civil war. What it shows me is that these people are terrified of the public rising against them. And I'm certainly not trying to incite anything here or rope you into inciting anything. I don't want to see that. But what I do see is people becoming furious to the point where they're saying, If these politicians don't respond, that is what we're going to resort to next. I don't want that to happen. I don't want it to happen. But the reality is that the public are very, very angry. And so I want to circle back in this last segment that we have, Hannah, to the need for more whistleblowers now and the need for the public to push back, to really demand now transparency from the New Zealand Ministry of Health, to demand that Winston Peters and other politicians stand up now. Winston Peters says he wants a COVID inquiry. Now's the perfect time to talk about this. I'll let you speak, Hannah.
Yeah, we definitely need more whistleblowers in the medical field. We personally are calling for whistleblowers of the Christchurch mosque. We are doing a documentary about that. We want to show people the truth. Samantha Edwards is helping us with that. There are whistleblowers in all sorts of industries. There are scientists, even in education, what's happening with the transgender stuff. We need people from all these government organizations, even the corporations, coming out, telling us the truth. What are they seeing? Because we are actually in the time of the whistleblower. These people are the ones who are actually going to bring this information war to a head, because they know the truth. We're all sitting here on the outside, often speculating, but it's because of a lot of whistleblowers from the past that have come forward. I mean, I want to pay, homage and tribute to Alex Jones and the likes of David Icke, these great strong men that have stood up for years. I mean, in my awakening, it was always the men that were able to articulate and distill the information that they were actually getting from the whistleblowers, to bring it forward. But Kerry Cassidy, she is the prime, in my opinion, female investigative journalist that has been doing this from the start. She kind of really promoted this gonzo style, really off-the-shoulder style filming. She has brought a lot of whistleblowers' information to light over the years. She's really worth her weight in gold. She doesn't get enough attention now in the alternative media, but she's one of the old-school truth-tellers that has captured hours and hours of whistleblower footage. People really need to go and check her work out. I just want to carry on back to your point of being really grateful for all the support that Counterspin has had from the very beginning. We started from humble beginnings. We're still operating from humble beginnings. We have people that are currently supporting us with our accommodation and, our whole life here in New Zealand. We've got people that donate. We've got people that share. Obviously, not everyone is in a position to donate, and we don't expect people to, put themselves in a precarious position, but we're so grateful for all of that, and we couldn't do it without you. So, yeah, whistleblowers, come forward to us, email us. You can email Calvin directly. He's kind of spearheading this project. host@counterspinmedia.com. If you have any information and you want to blow the whistle on the Christchurch mosque attack, we really want to hear from you. There's so much information that still needs to come out about that. And you guys are the brave ones. And like Steve said earlier, we want to support you all as well. We don't want to leave you in the lurch. We do want to, you know, get funds if any of you come forward and, you know, you are in Barry's position and you have to go to court. You know, the people are going to rally around you. They're not going to leave you in the lurch because you guys are the ones that are the true heroes of this whole information war that we're currently in.
Well, I gave the example recently of Dr. Mark Hobart, who is a very, very amazing, brave doctor from Australia, who was raided by, you know, authorized officers, and had his patient records stolen by these authorized officers, which, by the way, isn't supposed to happen. But that happened in Australia and they weren't charged with, you know, accessing private information. And so he said to me, Maria, I don't regret it. You know, I spoke to him before he came out publicly and he said, I don't regret what I did at all. I've had so much support from the people. I've had so much, you know, tremendous.
Maria, because I want to say, Calvin went to the court case on Monday. He was there. You know, we put out the call to get everyone to support this whistleblower because that's the time you need to support them, show them that they're loved. Barry was so excited to see Calvin there and, you know, the court was packed. He got a round of applause when he entered the dock. But, the other interesting thing I want to tell people is that there was, Calvin found out that there's a human rights lawyer who actually is hopeful and seems to think that Barry actually has a good case because he did not use that information for malicious intent. He did not use it for personal gain. He genuinely is using it to help people. So under what, you know, legislation can he actually be, I mean, we know that the judicial system here is corrupt and they can do what they want, essentially. But if they were playing it straight, there's no way he'd be locked up because what he was doing was for good purposes. He wants to save people's lives and he actually wants to stop this crime going any further.
Yes, I mean, to say that his crime is his intent, I think is really silly on their part because his intention is clear. He tried to warn the politicians. We said this at the start. He tried to warn the higher-ups. He tried to say, hey, guys, we need to do something about this. And what other recourse do you have? The court of public opinion. And I mean, again, I'm not a legal expert, but really, you know, this is where so many people have resorted to because they keep hitting brick walls with these authorities. And so I see him as an absolute hero. He, you know, watching him this morning and seeing that he's in good spirits. One thing that I really wanted to mention, Hannah, and this is why I was talking about Dr. Mark Hobart, you know, genuinely feeling liberated by breaking his silence. Barry genuinely feeling at peace. He had a good night's rest. Despite all of this.
Yeah,
so this is for the whistleblowers. Go on.
He can sleep at night. His conscience is clear now. You know, he's done the right thing. He's connected with his heart and he's used his actually intelligent brain to actually get this information out to the public. He's not living in fear. And I really, really applaud him and I really implore everybody in their own lives to actually find out where they can start acting in the right way and let go of fear and stand up and be counted because we are all here to be counted. This is not, you know, an Alex Jones show or, you know, a Maria Z or a Hannah Spira show. It is for everyone to stand up, play their part. This is the great awakening within each and every one of our own selves, not only showing the, you know, the corruption within politics and the corporations and this whole dark system, but each and every one of us needs to actually find that light, connect with it and do the right thing. And you know, if you're a Christian or if you're godly in any way or whatever religion, you find the truth within that religion, connect to it and just do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. Not because you get credit, not because you're helping people, not because you get kudos or you become famous or a celebrity, simply because it's the right thing. You can rest your head at night and sleep peacefully.
Absolutely. We're almost out of time here today, Hannah. So I just want to back up what you're saying. And this is, you know, kind of why we spoke about the personal cost where doing the right thing is the most fulfillment that you'll get in your life. Just look at Barry, look at his relief and to all the would-be whistleblowers, understand that you will not have peace until you come out. So please do the right thing now, as Barry has done. Hannah Spira, Counterspin, and all the wonderful people in New Zealand, thank you for your bravery. We really, really appreciate you. Thank you to InfoWars and the crew and to all the viewers. God bless.
Thanksgiving 2023 is here, and I'm giving Thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving Thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2, X2, X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2, back in stock right now, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar. And I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words. That's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.